Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Monday, the 10th day of January, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the last hour, we have several special guests joining us, including Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America. He will be joining us. I don't know where to begin, where to start. While the world economy continues to collapse as the dollar continues to be devalued, as governments like Russia and China and the EU and the Arabs and the Middle East all move away from the dollar, as the police state unfolds, as the TSA rolls out on the streets, all we're hearing about is Saturday's tragedy. The six dead, the others wounded, the poor little 9-year-old girl. And it's very hard to listen to, but we're going to play it coming up. The father, Mr. Green, John Green, of the little girl who was killed, has come out and said, look, we saw the police state with the TSA after 9/11, and we're hearing all these calls to take our liberties. We don't need any more restrictions. And what does the authoritarian criminal group posing as the left do? They rampage forward, demanding that guns be restricted and that free speech be absolutely eviscerated. I mean, amazing legislation being introduced. I have all the quotes from the Congress people here. They say that anything seen as intimidating, anything that angers a congressperson, any crosshairs over a district, you are going to go to prison. The end of free speech in America. And then there's the bigger lie that this guy was a Ayn Rand conservative with no evidence. Well, we do have evidence from all of his classmates, just unbelievable amounts of emails and documentation, was that he was someone who thought that he wanted to be a woman, that he was a long-haired pot smoker. Not saying pot smokers are inherently bad, but Harris, Klebold, this guy, the Pentagon shooter, it is a psychotropic and can, in major studies, send schizophrenics over the deep end. That's admitted. It can have good effects for people. It's got some health effects that are positive. It's also got some that are negative, depending on the individual. It is in the psychotropic classing. And but expanding on that, he had, of course, a satanic shrine, a voodoo shrine, the skull with the oranges. That's what that is. The police have properly assessed what that is. And so you got a guy who likes the Communist Manifesto, was called very liberal by his friends, and that's all over the news today. And what it looks like is this guy had multiple personalities, whether it was naturally occurring via some type of brain disorder or chemical problem, or whether it was mind control, which, again, artificially simulates naturally occurring mental illness. He sure fits the bill. I mean, he's a guy who likes to dress up like the Grim Reaper and thinks he's a powerful vampire devil master. He's a guy who thinks he's a woman. He's a guy who's hanging out and going and visiting with the congresswoman. Now, I said this last night before the devil worship stuff came out. I said, this guy's a devil-worshipping vampire wannabe. It's very popular. You see these young punks. They usually got, you know, middle-class parents. They're spoiled brats. They can't get a date if their life depends on it. You see them running around Austin, bugging their eyes out, trying to look crazy. And, I mean, it's one of the few groups that I just gravitate towards and want to punch in the nose. I mean, I see some crazed, weak punk. But, again, they don't want to gang up on, you know, 10 to 1. One time I was with Tommy Pallotta coming out of a restaurant. There were about 10 of these wraiths. And they said something smart-mouthed to me, and I'm not a tough guy, but they were just so evil-looking. They think the devil's so powerful. I said, all 10 of you, come on right now. I am going to stomp your guts out. Let's go right now. I shouldn't be telling that story, but these people, I sense them, I see them, and I called it last night, devil worship and commie. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I have been nonstop researching all of the intelligence out there since I got word of this shooting. I visited Infowars.com in the morning, or it had just become afternoon on Saturday, and I noticed that Aaron Dykes was on call for updating Saturday, and I saw the ABC News article he linked to dealing with all the shootings there at the grocery store in Tucson, and they were reporting at the time the congresswoman was dead because they thought she was dead. That was a false report. And we immediately launched into researching this. Coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes from now, Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be joining us. This federal judge that was killed is a great guy. He's the fellow that ruled against Clinton in the Sheriff Richard Mack gun control victim disarmament case. And I also have intelligence that I've been going over and vetting, but it's bona fide that the judge was ruling in a key case against the Obama administration in a move to seize homes and people's bank accounts without due process. And this integrates in with other rulings, foreclosure lawsuit upset court rules against Wells Fargo and U.S. Bancorp being able to just seize homes without the proper deed. So I have to tell you, and folks, I don't just come at this because I want it to be a government operation. Deep down, I wish that it was just a real nut doing this. But we know that he had been recommended for psychiatric care and kicked out of college. We know he'd been calling for violence. We know he was protected. It fits the exact MO of a liberal area, just like Columbine, Colorado. This was a liberal enclave in Tucson. This sheriff is a serious political, socialistic operative, attacking the First Amendment and the Second Amendment instantaneously. This Clarence Dupnik, who Mac knows as well. Sheriff Mac will be joining us coming up to deal with this. Richard Mac, a former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. He knows all the players. In 94, he filed a lawsuit challenging the Brady Bill, ruled on by John M. Roll, the judge that was murdered. You know, this is payback by the globalist. Giffords, congresswoman, was staunchly pro-Second Amendment, staunchly pro-border control, and a person described as a pothead, extreme liberal. I mean, he fit the pedigree, you know, the volunteering at the animal shelter, the whole nine yards. Not that that's bad, but that's, you know, the hardcore, you know, kind of liberal religion is to volunteer at the animal shelter. He had the devil skull, the oranges around it, the voodoo or black magic version of Santeria. He wanted to be a woman. He dressed up like a Grim Reaper, playing death metal music about shooting people and bodies hitting the floor. That's why I said last night, before his satanic shrine was found in his parents' backyard, they let this go on, that he was clearly a Satanist. I've dealt with this too long. That's who I've been physically attacked by. One time was trench coat wearing hooded Satanist. Another time a trench coat wearing hooded Satanist appeared at the bookstore signing. And I had undercover police there with guns. They were right behind him. But he did sort of pulling out his hand, like simulating killing me, kind of a psychological counting coup. Same MO. The point is I've dealt with these people repeatedly. This is who's always after liberty. And it's Harrison Kleibold, into Satanism, Ritalin, Prozac, making videos at the school about killing people. The sheriff meeting with the police chief while it happened. The school more than half empty. Reports of other shooters inside. I have seen this over and over again. Why aren't they releasing the surveillance videos of this? You know, it took them years with Columbine. This whole thing has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points. And then we have the 77 hearings about mind control assassins. We have the London Guardian. We have Reuters. We have the L.A. County Medical Examiner saying that he'd been shot by another caliber handgun, RFK, behind the head. We have the witnesses with Sirhan being drugged. We have the local Skunk Works operation nearby with the known CIA asset pulling the trigger. That's all mainstream news now, decades and decades and decades later. We have the Mark David Chapman. We have the John Hinckley Jr. We've got him meeting with Marvin Bush and others the day before, his dad, the head of World Vision, where we've had confirmed documents come out overseas. They use these missionary camps as mind control training covers. It goes on and on and on. And then we talked to Sheriff Mack this morning, and it just completely blew me away. I looked into this. That's why we called him. I looked into this federal judge, and he's one of the best in the country. And they blew him away, and they sent a ringwraith to do it, a cowardly creature, a real red-blooded God-fearing man could take on probably 100 of these venomous little effeminate wraiths, but with a firearm, he just wreaked incredible havoc. And these people are all over Austin. I'm not saying everybody that's into being vampy or wearing black is a devil worshiper and evil, but I see the crazed young males going around intimidating old ladies in grocery stores, and I just want to knock their teeth out every time I see them. Because I see somebody who's trying to act menacing, trying to be into evil, I want to go after them. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. These people know how to punch my buttons because I have a family, I have children, and people who wantonly are seeking after evil, wantonly trying to turn themselves over to it, that's the ultimate sin. I am just at a spiritual level totally set against them. And the Soviets were wantonly turned over to this. The Nazis were turned over to it. The Maoists were turned over to it. And I can look at the federal government and all of its trappings. I can tell it's turned over to it. When I see premeditated, conscious evil, I get angry. Now, we need to take our country back at the city, the county, the state level. And it's going to be strong, truthful rhetoric about the New World Order and about the issues that the globalists are bringing into our society that is going to turn the tide against these people. If we had some Hitlerian dictator, perhaps if they were removed forcibly, we could fix our society. But more often than not, you get something even worse than when that happens. This is a society where we individually have become corrupt and decadent and evil and turned loose of our government and allowed government to get out of control and allowed corrupt groups to get control of government. Violence is not the answer, and I've always taught that. First, they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And there is no doubt we can fix this peaceably, but just as Robert Shapiro and countless other Obama's advisors have said in the news in the last year, they need an Oklahoma City or 9/11 event to make the government look like victims so that they can get the public support and get the moral high ground. They're so arrogant, they admit this, and they've been gearing everybody up, and they're getting the underwear bomber on the plane and protecting him. They're protecting Major Hassan. That's come out. I mean, all of this, they're protecting any type of lunatic, crazy, or mind control person they can. Now, whether this guy was under mind control or not, and it's simple. They grab you, they shock therapy you, they erase your memory, they pump you full of drugs, they pump you full of compulsions, they torture you under hypnosis, and then simulate that when you shoot this woman, when you shoot this judge, when you shoot these people, you will have the pain. It will go away. The fear will go away. That's one of the most standard Manchurian, North Korean-style systems, perfected back in the 70s by the U.S. government. Been doing it since the 40s. That's just the low-tech way, and that's the one they usually use. They get somebody who's already kind of schizo, already screwed up. They fracture their brain up. A lot of times they'll have alter egos, alter personalities. This guy's got it. Devil worship, dressing up like a woman, loving communism, loving Nazis. I mean, just totally into darkness. There's a lot of dark flames out there, but it all comes from the same author, and these people always flap towards it. And I have seen them. I know who they are. They don't like the light. They don't like healthy fields of grain. They don't like beautiful streams and fat little Tweety birds happily singing. They like death. They like murder. They like pain. They like stench. They like skulls. That's why I don't like it when people wear skulls around me. It's because I know what it signifies. I got eons to lay in the grave, ladies and gentlemen. There's time enough for that. And I've seen enough evil. I've experienced enough evil. I've looked into the dark side. I've looked into the abyss. And somebody who's wearing symbols like that and into that, you better understand the media and the government and the culture. You go to Dillard's, you go to Walmart, you go anywhere. It's skulls all over everything in the last decade. And camouflage and military outfits. They are training you to get into this culture of death and destruction so you think it's cute and funny so you don't recognize it when it comes for you. There's time enough for the Grim Reaper. There's time enough for death. I want to drink from the cup of life. That's what I'm into. Creation, procreation, regeneration. There's time enough for death. There's time enough. There's time enough in the grave, in the tomb. And I am the enemy of those who love death. I am the enemy of those that come to hurt the innocent. And all of us need to make the decision spiritually, intellectually now. Do we serve death or do we serve life? It's an easy question. Got another abortion-loving, devil-worship piece of trash.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,402.91, $701.45 for a half ounce, or $350.73 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,402.91, $701.45, or $350.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, we can learn a lot from what's happened. We do have Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in that area of Arizona, who's got a lot of really deep intelligence and information for us on what's really happening. And by the minute, as we learn more, bottom line, they knew he was going to attack and they let him at the bare minimum. They're keeping it very quiet about what's in all the letters and stuff that they got. And the sheriff, I've been watching him on television, the one demonizing the Second Amendment and free speech, he does not want to talk about what's in him. Only that he keeps trying to blame conservatives, and then when confronted on Fox News, he said he has no evidence. He's just giving his opinion. And he got all these calls to end the First Amendment, all these calls to go after the Second Amendment, to register all firearms in border states. That's New American Magazine today. The legislation's being introduced. But let's talk about what we do know. In the first hour before we knew anything, I got on the phone with Aaron Dykes. We wrote a story together where we said it could be a pro-abortion, I mean, an anti-abortion activist. But then I looked up at the congresswoman wasn't really pro-abortion, so I said, that's probably not it, because they're one of the few groups that actually is grassroots, that's conservative, that will kill people. We just assess in the past who's done things, and you learn a lot from that. I said it could be a La Reconquista because she's doesn't want open borders, and it's been in the news in Mexico and the U.S. that there are bounties on sheriffs and members of the legislature's heads in Arizona and Texas, as well as New Mexico and California. But I went on to say, or it could be some kind of trench coat mafia type group, or it could just be a complete schizophrenic nutcase, or it could be a mind control operation. And we're still not completely sure, but this is what we know. We've watched all his YouTube videos. We've read his MySpace, his Facebook, all of it. And what we know is this is a guy who had multiple personalities, if anybody ever did. He thought he was a woman with one personality. People described him as being different every day. He thought he was a black magic warlock carrying out voodoo ceremonies with the skull and the oranges and the candles. That's what that is. He was a big marijuana rights type guy. He was a big animal rights type person. He was into the Communist Manifesto. Now, obviously, he's out of his gourd, whether it's artificial or not. So it's not 100% fair to say that this is because he's a abortion-supporting, devil-loving communist admirer who also likes to dress up like a woman. But, ladies and gentlemen, that sure is the opposite of what you'd call a Tea Party conservative. Have you ever thought of a Tea Party conservative dressing up like the Grim Reaper and burning American flags while playing very sadistic, watch the bodies hit the ground, watch the bodies hit the ground? I mean, stuff that, you know, adolescents get into to feel powerful. I mean, do you think that's what you think of as a Tea Party type person who thinks they're a woman one day of the week, a devil-worshipping Darth Sidious another day of the week? Described by classmates at two different colleges as a super liberal, extremely liberal, very liberal. Those are all quotes. Super liberal, extremely liberal, very liberal. Does that stop the London Guardian, Huffington Post? Does that stop Politico? Does that stop CNN or MSNBC? Does that stop any of them from blaming Ayn Rand? Ayn Rand. I played that clip on the Sunday show yesterday. Ayn Rand. No mention anywhere of David Icke. We've checked. But because he talked about conscious dreaming, they said it's David Icke's fault and called him a right-winger. If you've got to use a left-right paradigm term, I would not call David a left-winger. I mean a right-winger. I'd call him a left-wing kind of new age person, though that's not really a fair label. But the bigger issue is, why every time there's a tragedy do these people exploit it, despite the fact that the father of this poor dead little girl is out there begging them not to exploit this to hurt liberty? I have to hand it to this father. 2 days into this, I would be in such grief with my daughters, if one of my daughters had been gunned down. I would be in such abject grief off the chart, and he is crying in the interview, that I wouldn't be able to come on the air and defend liberty and freedom. I don't know what state I'd be in. This guy came out and said, look, I travel a lot. Look at all the liberties we lost flying. He's a baseball scout. And he goes, I don't want this to be used to take our Second Amendment or our free speech. But do the dirtbags care? Do the authoritarians who pose as liberals care? No. We're going to go through all of this coming up and then get into this federal judge that got killed. This thing's looking like a mind control hit. And it's declassified. They've done it before.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying.
Okay, let me try to calmly go through all the different facets of this now. Joining us in 1 hour with really bombshell information is Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in the area and knew this federal judge, knows the sheriff there in the county where Tucson is based, Pinal County, who is running around demonizing the First and Second Amendment. We're going to go over all of it, but we are in an information war. And we are in an info war, and Obama and his arm of the globalist, who were always anti-free speech, always anti-gun, that's a Democratic Party specialty, they are moving right now with their afterburners on against free speech. They've introduced legislation and calls to have internet ID and track you everywhere. Calls that if you mildly criticize government, and that can be seen as intimidation, the Secret Service arrests you. That's the new legislation they say they're introducing later in the week. This is all being done right now. Out of the gates. First chance they get, they come after our liberties and our freedoms. You notice it was citizens that took this guy down, that tackled him. A woman and two men. It was not the police, because they can't respond to everything. They can't protect you. They are there after a crime is committed to then bring you to justice, to bring you to the grand jury. All right, now continuing. This is very important. They're claiming that Sarah Palin, by putting crosshairs over that district, saying target this district to defeat these Democrats, somehow caused this. And they want to use her as a beta test to go after free speech in this country. Ah, but here's the Wall Street Journal. And I'm going to show folks a document cam of this if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama, if they bring a knife to a fight, we bring a gun. I mean, I constantly hear this type of rhetoric. And clearly it's an analogy to upping the political firepower in a political debate. When I say info war, that means information fight to get the truth out. When they say, if they bring a knife, we bring a gun. Clearly, Obama doesn't deserve to be arrested for saying that. But that is much more extreme than Sarah Palin putting crosshairs on a map over districts. Now, continuing, here's WorldNet Daily. Look who else put bullseye on Gifford's district. Leftist blog points finger at Palin while scrubbing dead to me rant. And they go on to say, my congresswoman voted against Nancy Pelosi and is now dead to me. I am from Tucson area, and I live in Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford's district. I worked like a dog for her elections when she was in the Arizona House, surrounded by right-wing nutcases. When Arizona redistricted in 02, a seat bound up, she was right smack in the middle of it. And they go on to say that she's not been liberal, she's been pro-gun, and wants to control the border, and so she's now dead to me. And that, I bet you my bottom dollar, as more documents come out, as we learn more, or they'll probably try to suppress them or cherry pick it, we're going to learn that this lunatic went down there and gunned her down, who we've heard now he's had arguments with over the fact of open borders, which she resisted. And but again, he's clearly out of his mind. He likes communists. He likes Hitler. He likes white supremacists. He's into all this stuff, but the overriding issue is the people that knew him said he was extremely left-wing. So it's not fair to come out and try to attack the First Amendment and say that conservatives, libertarians, people like Ron Paul caused this to happen with our heated rhetoric. Our country's going into a depression. Offshore banks have stolen trillions of dollars. We've got all these illegal wars going on. Whether you call yourself left, right, libertarian, patriotic, constitutionalist, anarchist, whatever, you have a right to say you're sick of the government, you want it off our back. It's the biggest government in history. It's the most out-of-control government in history. We're going bankrupt here. And now there's all these Republican senators and others saying, we've got to lower the rhetoric. That's right. Yes, we've all got a bipartisan agree not to criticize each other. Ladies and gentlemen, you go back 200 years ago, people were routinely getting in fistfights on the Congress floor. Freedom is a dirty business. And you know what? An armed society is a polite society as well. But you look at Mexico, where they've had now upwards of 30,000 deaths. It's way over 28,000 now. Many of them police, mayors, you name it. The highest number of, quote, public servants being killed in the world. Aaron Dykes wrote an article about it Saturday and linked to our government's own statistics. They have a total gun ban for their citizens. And so when they sit here and tell you that you've got to give up all of your Second Amendment and your free speech because your free speech and your Second Amendment caused this, they're saying America and liberty and freedom caused it and that it's bad. And when Potok of the Southern Slime Center gets up on television and blames Ayn Rand and David Icke and says people that are into gold and silver, when this schizophrenic made a couple comments about, if I say I have a currency, then I am the treasurer. And they repeated it over and over again. So now if somebody commits a crime and they're into gardening, does that mean gardening's bad? I mean, this is the message that you better sit down, shut up, and do what the government says, and hand over your dollars, and let them raise your taxes, and let them control your life, and turn your guns in while the government masses all this paramilitary force against us, and routinely shoots kids in the backs, and tasers people to death. You know, we're not supposed to be worried about that. Let the state have all the power it wants, but that counterbalance, the armed citizen, oh, that's dirty, that's bad. And then I point out again, you got a pro-gun woman who's a blue dog Democrat who the Democrats have been attacking. I've got a whole bunch of reports how much they hate her and how she's been getting threatened by the left, the controlled paradigm left. And you got this very conservative federal judge who went to meet with her about the deteriorating border and that the drug gangs have taken over up to 85 miles in to the state. And he's dead. And he's a guy that ruled against Clinton in Clinton's gun grabbing. Very, very suspicious. Now, continuing here. Now, this is the key right here that I'm about to get into. This is the most important point of it all, 41 minutes into the first hour, and I'm begging you to get this out to everyone you know. I'm very thankful for the Drudge Report having us linked from Saturday right through to today with our big article about Arizona shooter obsessed with mind control. And now other newspapers are interviewing people in the college. He'd walk in and say, do you believe in mind control? And he'd tell people he was under mind control. And all he did was gibber about mind control. There was the gentleman, you can pull this up, in 1998 that killed 13 people at a Baptist church in Fort Worth. He'd been in Navy, Black Ops. He had been in mind control programs, just like the LA Times, Alexander Cochran reports that the Unabomber was in a CIA LSD experiment. That is declassified. Now, who does this guy ask for as his lawyer? Theodore Kaczynski's lawyer. Just like Jolyon West was the doctor for Jack Ruby. And Ruby said, they're giving me cancer injections. People didn't know at the time the CIA had developed that. Now it's admitted. Shot him up, killed him. That's on record. Then Jolyon West becomes McVeigh's physician from the time he's arrested through the trial in Denver in Terre Haute, Indiana. He died a few years ago. Number two in mind control, according to the MKUltra 77 declassified. The public number two man in mind control under Dr. Ewing Cameron, and he's the doctor at the bedside when Jack Ruby's fine, the shooter of Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, folks, it never ends. Now he's asking for the Unabomber's lawyer. When it's admitted that the Unabomber was in a CIA black op program, you cannot make this up. It's a staged event. My gut tells me all the evidence is there. Just like when we had the lawyers on, Mr. and Mrs. Haskell, both lawyers, within 4 days after the Christmas Day bombing, going back 12 and a half months ago, and they reported that they saw the sharp-dressed man get him on the plane without a passport, that there was an argument, and the sharp-dressed man called rank. Then there was a guy videotaping the underwear bomber, Mutallab, the entire time. They pulled him off, reportedly found other bombs. Then they were told to shut up. Then they told their story. The FBI visited them, told them they were wrong. Then a month and a half after that, the Undersecretary of State came out, Mr. Kennedy, and said, don't blame me. I was ordered by an unnamed U.S. agency to help him get on the plane. That is public. I told you that was staged. How did I know? Christmas Day, my wife says, go get eggs, please. Because everything else at the grocery store was closed. I go to the gas station. I'm getting the eggs. Getting myself a Topo Chico mineral water. Waddle up to the checkout counter. They got the TV on. And it's a shooting. It's a bombing. I go get in my car, and by the time I got home, 10 minutes later, sitting in the car listening, right after it happened, they've got the former head of Homeland Security on television saying, we'll order scanners now because this happened, and the spin was on every channel that, don't worry, they're going to put scanners in because this happened, when they'd ordered them a year before, and Chertoff had given the order when he was still the head of Homeland Security to begin the purchase of them. And now he's the head of the company. Again, that's just one little piece. When you hear them immediately ready, immediately scripting, you notice you didn't hear any more about these firecracker bombs. in Maryland last week, because those were probably real lone nuts that did that. When it's real, they're not ready. They don't know how to handle it. Okay, but when it's staged, they hit the ground running, and they're ready. And then the evidence just comes out. And it's on record. The government got the underwear bomber on the plane, boys and girls. It's on record. Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA asset secretly meeting at the Pentagon, runs all these people. It's admitted that for 2 years they knew Hussam was planning the attack at Fort Hood under Anwar al-Awlaki's control. So I know a staged event when I see one, but I wasn't sure Saturday and Sunday, and I said so last night. But I said, looking at his MO, most of these mind control guys are given a personality template that they are a grim reaper, devil worshiper, and that they've got all this power. And I said, I believe he's a devil worshiper into the kind of vampire type subculture, you know, imaginary vampire. And sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, black magic, vampirism, and all the stuff that goes with it, dressing up like a woman, being a liberal, going and helping at the dog park. I mean, it's all 100% goes together, part and parcel, and all integrates together. And here's another headline. Shooting suspects' nihilism rose with isolation. Exactly. Into everything dark. I love Hitler, he says. I love communism. I love the devil. I love voodoo. You know. Do what? And it says he's a truther in the article. Yeah, this is definitely a mind control. This whole thing was scripted from the beginning. I mean, look, I've got all the articles right here in front of me. Will Obama force America to absorb a terror attack to save his presidency? That's September 22nd, 2010, with all these White House advisors saying how great a big attack on the government would be to make them look like the victims. Here's another one. Top Fed repeats ominous absorbed terror attack rhetoric. But they know you don't buy into the Muslim stuff anymore. So this happens. Now, before I get into that new development, let's get to this article that we've got to get out to everybody. Liberal smear machine backfires after gunman found to be a cultist, pot-smoking left-winger. A full-scale demonization campaign against conservatives, free speech, and the Second Amendment on behalf of Democrats and the establishment media in the wake of Saturday's shooting has sensationally backfired after it emerged that the gunman, Jared Lee, was a left-wing, pot-smoking liberal who was into dressing like a grim reaper and dabbling in the occult. So again, we've got this Loeffner individual who is a kaleidoscope, a cornucopia, whatever you want him to be, he's it. Again, they want to demonize marijuana legalization movement, boom, he's that. You know, the animal rights people, he's that. The left, the right, just everything. In their fervor to tear down the First and Second Amendments, Democrats and their allies in the corporate media hastily characterize him as an anti-government right-winger in the rush to link him to the Tea Party and Sarah Palin, a contention that is still being invoked as Dems seek to rush through gun control legislation as well as a bill that could make criticism of government a form of hate speech. However, precisely as Alex Jones forecast on a show last night, and he's got a link to it, it has emerged this morning that he is a devil worshiper wannabe who idolized fake human skulls and dressed up like the Grim Reaper. Well, more than that. I mean, that's a Santeria if it's the white side, you know, voodoo if it's the black side. It's death worship, devil worship, with a skull, giving it oranges. I mean, that's what they do. How often have you witnessed a Tea Partier, an anti-government activist or a conservative engage in any of the following behaviors, all of which are confirmed to have been conducted by Loeffner? Burning an American flag, being a left-winger and a liberal, that's what all his friends said, smoking pot, having long hair, dressing up as the Grim Reaper, dabbling in a cult by worshiping a replica of a human skull, expressing the desire to be a woman, describing Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto as his favorite book. Does it sound like Jared Lee was a right-wing conservative, as the liberal smear machine is attempting to claim? despite the fact that his former classmate described him as, quote, quite liberal and left-wing, the New York Times, Washington Post, along with a host of status blogs like the Huffington Post and Daily Kos, were beating the drum for so-called right-wingers, opponents of Obamacare and big government. You ought to really love the tyranny, liberals. He continues, the torture, the wars. You're not liberals. You're a bunch of fascists. To be politically silenced, the name of toning down the rhetoric. Really, when Obama is saying they bring a knife, we bring a gun? Or when you're talking about how on the Daily Kos, how she's dead to you and how horrible she was? In reality, the shooter's political views were all over the map, sharing characteristics of conservatism, liberalism, and libertarianism. He was a fundamentally disturbed and deranged individual. Now, when we come back, now he's a truther. That's right. Mumbling in class about mind control constantly. He's got a voodoo shrine in his back, in his backyard. And then we've got all this legislation being proposed to shut down the First Amendment and Second Amendment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Here it is right here. The shooter, reported shooter, said he didn't want people to wake up every day to the same day. He wanted more chaos. He wanted less regularity. That's what Harris and Kleibold said. And now they're unnamed friends. There's all these other MySpace and Facebook's records of what was said about being a Grim Reaper, wanting to be a woman. But now there's unnamed people saying that they would hang out and smoke marijuana every day with the crew And when they weren't going to concerts or watching movies, they talked about the meaning of life and dabbled in conspiracy theories. See, if you question the government or Gulf of Tonkin, even though it's admitted it was staged, that causes you to dress up like the Grim Reaper and get into voodoo and Karl Marx and kill people. Mistrust of government was his defining conviction, the friend said. He believed the government was behind 9/11 and worried that governments were maneuvering to create a unified monetary system, a new world order currency. So see, now when it's all over the news every day, they're setting up a world government. You're not supposed to talk about it or have an opinion, even though it's all being set up, because, oh, he's one of those shooters. As the IMF and World Bank announced the ban core, as all of this unfolds and happens. So, classic, and this is out of the Associated Press, known for being government-run, so there's no telling if it's even true. It certainly may be. But the issue here is we know he's got the devil's shrine at his house. We know he wanted to be a woman. We know he's dressing up like the Grim Reaper, burning American flags. We know he's writing about the Communist Manifesto. That does not equal Ayn Rand. That does not equal David Icke. And so the system is desperate. They've got to get us back under mind control. Get us back under their control. Get us back under that trance of feeling sorry for the government and, oh my gosh, and it's so terrible. Meanwhile, this is a government that's killed over 1 million Iraqis, over 1 million Vietnamese based on lies, lying about WMDs, calling for violence against nations, telling us that torture of people's children in front of them to get answers is good. A government so arrogant that they've been writing public policy reports saying how great attacks on the government would be as a pretext to have the government have the excuse to take our liberties. That's how dumb they think you are at the White House. Now, regardless of whether this is staged or not, they're using it. And I want to make the number one search term today so everybody sees this and so we can get on the offensive in the info war. And we're doing that. Liberal smear machine backfires after gunman found to be a cultist, pot-smoking left-winger. Let's get this out to everybody. The article's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nimmo has written another article along similar lines that deals with some of the same issues. Here's another one by Mike Adams. In the wake of Gifford's shooting, the mere act of questioning the government now being demonized. But here is the search term that I want to launch today. Liberal smear machine. Liberal smear machine. And it doesn't matter that Google blocks us on the news feed. If you have a blog or a news feed or a website, you just take our article, you just post it, and you get the traffic. Good for you. I could care less. And this information gets out about who this shooter really was. So there's your search word, search term, liberal smear machine. And why does the system want to make this all liberal versus conservative? By making it, hey, let's get the conservatives, they can get mainline liberals to go along with anti-Second Amendment and anti-First Amendment. You know, what are we going to ban violent movies next? Or violent music? Violent video games? See where this goes? So they want to get the left, and then there'll be terror attacks when a Republican's in, and then Republicans will cheer the giving up the liberties, and the left will fight it. See how that works? No. Let's come together and say no attack on the First Amendment, no attack on the Second Amendment. Search the term liberal smear machine.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. 7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got all the clips of congressmen, sheriffs, you name it, saying words can bring danger. You can't even say something critical of congresspeople. We're going to pass a law. This is actually happening. These people are not liberal by any yardstick. That's their cover name. Threatening to kick the bums out could be outlawed under new legislation. That's a Politico headline. They're actually saying you don't call them bums. Facts of shooters' political beliefs do not match liberal talking points. Paul Joseph Watson, classy father of 9-year-old victim. Don't exploit my daughter's death to revoke freedoms. But do the culture vultures back off? No. That's why the White House has written all these memos and their advisors have saying we need a big tragedy. We need a terror attack to make us the victims. Boom, it happens. Just like at Columbine. Always the nihilistic, mixed up, screwed up children of liberals deliver. And in every case, and you watch, it's going to come out later, in every case, other case I've seen, they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which they now have to put on the drug insert, causes violent breaks with reality. Continuing here. Liberal smear machine backfires after gunman found to be a cultist pot-smoking left-winger. Here's another one. Another tragedy vulture exploits victims to push political agenda to kill free speech. Here's another one. Vitriolic flashback. During illegal immigration debate, Sheriff Dumnick calls opponents racist. So see, they can call you whatever they want. They can say, if you're against health care bill, you don't like black people, which creates racial division and could cause fighting. They don't care, though. They're going to use their political weapons on you. But you're not going to say, kick the bums out. You're not going to say, my Second Amendment's from my right. But the good news is the tide's turning. In every poll, the vast majority have gone from being for abortion to against it. The vast majority being against the Second Amendment to now being for it. No one 5 years ago knew about the Federal Reserve being private. Maybe 2 out of 50 people, maybe. Now, over 80% know it's private, want it abolished, or at least audited. Time is running out for the globalists. The people are aware of the corruption. They want to make it all a big left-wing, right-wing fight. I don't think it's fair to say this guy did all this because he was a left-winger and then let's demonize the Democrats. But his MO is a lot closer to that, and his old makeup and what we know about him is a lot closer to what you'd see as extreme liberal. I mean, I guarantee you, you walk up to some of the vampire wannabes that go to UT down on the drag running around trying to scare people, and you ask them what they believe in, it's going to be communism or something. I mean, you know, it's seen as trendy and cool. And it's disgusting. And I, for one, am sick of it. We got a bunch of audio clips coming up, but, I mean, there are scores of these articles. Gabrielle Giffords' shooting reignites fight over right-wing rhetoric in U.S., Sarah Palin at center of storm over political vitriol after spree leaves 6 dead and congresswoman in critical condition. You know, the founding fathers went around actually assassinating tyrants. But they were tyrants who were known to be tyrants and who'd been killing people. I mean, what happened with Ceausescu? Was it right for the Romanians to overthrow that mass murder? Was it right for the German military in Operation Valkyrie to try to overthrow Hitler? According to our government, no. You let the government run all over you. You never stand up against it. But I want to be clear. Going out and becoming violent is not the way to go, because we still can take our states back peacefully and take our Congress back peacefully. The system wants to jumpstart violence to cut that off, to stop that process from happening, where we use words and powerful, truthful words exposing the authoritarianism, the tyranny that's growing under both parties, to have a rediscovery of liberty and freedom and take our country back. So, go ahead and stage all the shootings you want, globalist. This has got it written all over it. People are wise to you, and it isn't going to work. So go ahead and try to take our free speech and our Second Amendment. See what happens.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again, go to gusset.com/America today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, let's hear what the father of Christina Taylor Greene, the poor little nine-year-old who was born on 9/11, let's hear what this valiant father, really classy father, had to say. And then we'll play the sheriff in the county exploiting all of this, Clarence Dupnik, what he had to say about it when he was confronted about having no evidence that this guy was a right winger. In fact, the evidence is now becoming completely crystal clear. That he was all over the political map and clearly leaning towards a lot of liberal views. But let's go ahead and play this clip of what the father of the little dead girl says. What does he say? He criticizes basically the TSA and the airports and our loss of liberty there. He says, let's not have more of this. You're not going to be able to stop random acts like this. When Cain killed Abel, did God punish the rock that Cain used to bash Abel's brains out with? You know, did the Israelites ban rocks? No, Cain got in trouble. And What's happening to our minds? What's happening to our culture? What's happening in Mexico? Why are they unraveling? It's cultures of corruption. Total gun ban in Mexico. Highest crime rate in the world. Now upwards of 30,000 dead. A lot of them police, sheriffs, regional police, mayors. Let's go ahead and play the clip of the father, John Green, of the little girl, gunned down, reportedly, by the Grim Reaper, American flag burning, cross-dressing, animal rights activist, so-called conservative, who liked the Communist Manifesto. Here it is.
John, how do you explain something like this to your little boy?
Well, you know, we haven't started on that. My son's interested in hunting and in guns in general. He's got Nerf guns and things like that. The only thing I did say is that, you see what happens. And you try to solve problems with guns. You can't solve problems with guns. There's always going to be more problems. This is such a random act. I don't want to raise alarm to such a rare thing to happen in Tucson, Arizona, which is a wonderful city, and the northwest side is a wonderful community. But it shows that it can happen anywhere, and that's. I think Christina, she was born on 9/11, the day the towers came down in New York City. And she left us on this tragic day. But everything in the middle was beautiful. We had nine beautiful years with her. I know she wouldn't want things to change. Would not want restrictions. I saw what happened to our lives, specifically because I traveled quite a bit. After 9/11, travel became a nightmare. We don't need any more restrictions on our society. I mean, I just think we gotta, if friends and family that we have surrounded ourselves with in this tragedy, if maybe that fellow who was shooting everybody, if he had some friends and family around him, prior to this, maybe this wouldn't happen.
Do you think, is that one of the lessons we can take away from this, John? I mean, I know.
Okay.
When you lose a loved one, when.
The rest of it's up on prisonplanet.com. But there is the father, John Green, and his little girl, was thinking about getting into political office. And so they took her down to meet with role model, the attractive, intelligent member of Congress who, again, is set to make a recovery. Doctor's optimistic, but Gifford's in for long recovery. What an amazing story. And to hear that father, we had nine great years with her. Anybody who's got children and daughters, that really is like somebody reaches in and you can feel somebody with their hand on your heart pulling on it. And I just think about this spoiled, rotten, wicked brat. Or he may have been a mind control victim. Either way, he's a mind control victim of the culture. In there playing violent video games 24/7, which all the studies show desensitize you. You may not have the proclivity to be a psychopathic killer. But when a psychopathic killer plays those games, they do get the proclivity. It does kick in. I'm not saying restrict those games. But be conscious about it. But sure don't move to take my free speech. In fact, we have the video clip of it. We'll play it later. Another clip coming up first. But Democrats planning bill that would outlaw threatening lawmakers. And the congressman said that anything, throw the bums out, anything that puts us down, anything that makes us feel bad, anything that may make someone not like us. Over in Europe, that's how they restrict free speech. They say, well, you're calling the government scum. That might make somebody who's unstable come after us. And they're saying they're going to amend the law to basically use the Secret Service on citizens and expand it. But meanwhile, Obama's saying if they bring a knife to a gun, to a fight, we bring a gun. And we've got the Daily Kos talking about this Congresswoman Giffords being dead to them because she was a conservative. Now, let's go to Clarence Dumnick, the sheriff there in the county, who wasted no time, going after everybody's free speech and the Second Amendment. And here he is on Fox, the same show, right after the father was on, and the reporter is asking him, well, what's your proof that rhetoric caused him to do this? I mean, what's your proof? And again, he's a crazy person worshiping the devil. If you watch his videos, he dresses up like the Grim Reaper. You know, this country's in a lot of political trouble. There's a lot of stuff going on. And when things get crazy, people go crazy. When people lose everything, they lose it. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of fireworks coming up. And they plan on using it to take our freedoms, our right to defend ourselves when the economy's collapsing out there and there's people running around looting the streets. This is the big move. If there was any doubt, they want our guns, they want our free speech, they want our birthright. Look at what they do. And everybody around this guy knew what he was planning, but he got away with it. Why is that? And who are these guys who brought him there and look like handlers? Why is, you know, John Doe number two? Let's not talk about it. Let's play the clip of the sheriff getting put on the hot seat as he's out there pushing and pushing and pushing to get political gas mileage out of it. Here it is.
What I'm wondering is, do you have reason to believe that this particular suspected killer was taking in information or was in any way influenced by the vitriol or the rhetoric that you're referring to that, you know, has been out on the airwaves?
If your question is specific, I have to be specific and say I don't have that information yet. The investigation is in its very initial phases. But my belief, and I've been watching what's been going on in this country for the last 75 years, and I've been a police officer for over 50 years, there's no doubt in my mind that when a number of people night and day try to inflame the public, that there's going to be some consequences from doing that. And I think it's irresponsible to do that.
Is that, Sheriff, just, it sounds like you're being very honest, that that's just your speculation and that's not anything that's fact-based at this point.
That's my opinion, period.
And, you know, we've had some people question whether that is something you should be sharing now because tempers are already inflamed. People are upset about what's happened. The grieving families are still mourning. The bodies have yet to be buried. And is it the time, really, to be injecting speculative opinion like that into this case by somebody like yourself, the sheriff?
Well, I think difference of opinion is what makes the world go round and round. But I think it's irresponsible for us not at some point to address this kind of behavior and try to put a stop to it. There's no doubt in my mind that there are consequences to this kind of behavior. When people, allegedly credible people who get up and in front of cameras,
okay,
and microphones.
So this is a guy, we have the video of that too coming up if we have time. This is the sheriff that said, you're a racist if you don't like health care. This is the sheriff who said it's racist if you want to control the borders. That's inflaming people. What does MSNBC do? What do all these guys do? And hey, you know what? Spew your rhetoric. I've got my response to you. That's how this works. And you're not going to shut us up. You're not going to shut us up. Listen, you may have been able to, that is the feds, bomb Oklahoma City in 95 to shut down the states' rights movement. The world government wasn't out in the open then. The implosion of the dollar wasn't out in the open. The 23% or higher unemployment, with you lying and saying it's 9.6, 9.8, that wasn't out in the open then. You can say we're inflaming the public. Oh, I've got to love it. We've got all this government corruption. Mexico has imploded, 30,000 dead in the last 2 years, was 28,000, it's growing. All this bedlam worldwide, food riots, energy riots going on, private central banks stealing tens of trillions a year from the Western world. They won't tell the parliaments and Congress where the money went. And then we sit up here and say, hey, we're sick of this tyranny. We don't want to live in this corporate / Soviet, you know, system. And you say, sit down and shut up. Here it is. Dems planning bill that would outlaw threatening lawmakers. use of language or symbols that could be perceived as inciting violence. They will decide what's perceived. Obama flashback. If they bring a knife to a gunfight, we'll bring a gun. Video. Father of 9-year-old murder victim does not want more restrictions on freedoms. Clyburn. Reinstate the fairness doctrine. It's getting bad.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Sheriff Richard Mack, who is a sheriff in Arizona and knows all these players, he's got some really important information for us, and I'm going to integrate it in with a chilling report that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by the excellent research blog, The Total Collapse. Top U.S. federal judge assassinated after threat to Obama agenda. And it goes through that Judge Roll was really causing them a problem. And we're going to be covering that with Sheriff Richard Mack coming up. And we're going to have open phones when he's on with us as well. Then we're going to have Larry Pratt in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, executive director of Gun Owners of America. But quite frankly, their bold attack on the Second Amendment is one thing. And I've got the proposed legislation they already had written in the last month. We warned you. They've got geographically specific Texas to California gun registration plan. And I've got the bill all right here. It's a New American article we've got linked up on Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com. But quite frankly, that isn't as frightening as them openly, because I've got the legislation right here and what they're proposing. They say anything that makes somebody look bad in government is going to be illegal because it could incite somebody. I mean, this is moving very, very, very fast right now. The toll-free number specifically on the shooting, any tidbits of information you've got or points I haven't raised, specifically on the Second Amendment or this attack on the First Amendment, I tell you, the Democrats really show us who they are. I saw Republicans, you know, back during Bush, they arrest 9/11 truthers, taser them, send them to Guantanamo. I mean, it's just both parties are totally disgusting. But whatever party's in power are the ones that always really flog the tyranny. And then as soon as the other party's out of power, they then pose as, you know, defenders of liberty. But a real change has happened. A lot of these new Republicans are patriots, do speak out against the world government, do speak out against the New World Order, and are real. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops against them. If you see the media going into absolute conniption fits against somebody, then you know they're good. And strangely enough, I just started researching this last night because I just took it for granted that, well, she's a Democrat. She must be pro-abortion, pro-open border, anti-gun. It turns out the Democrats absolutely hated and had attacked her and called her dead to them and everywhere else, this Giffords lady. And her husband's a Navy captain. You know, they're mainline conservatives. And they did not like it. And I got a sneaking suspicion because he's been to we've now confirmed he's been to events with her. He's asked her weird questions, the reported shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner. And again, I was able to say last night, I bet this guy's a devil worshiper. Anybody that's, you know, saying his favorite video is a Grim Reaper burning an American flag with really creepy music. I noticed that in the video I saw Saturday that it would look like Arizona, the background. Then I did searches on that other person's handle. Turns out they reportedly know him. Now they're reporting he was there. I mean, look, you're dressing up like a really creepy Grim Reaper and playing really sick music burning an American flag. Does that sound like a Tea Partier to you? Does that even sound like a Democrat to you? No, it's a lunatic. A lunatic. Now, was it artificial? Had he been broken into this? He had the alter egos, the multiple personalities. He was one of them was a woman. Another was a liberal that took care of doggies. He would dress different for everyone. Another was this devil worshiper, Grim Reaper. He was obsessed with words and was always, I mean, you watch his videos. I mean, it's hard to fake somebody this crazy. Of course, some of his favorite books were Alice in Wonderland. Of course, you know who else liked those books. Other famous shooters were obsessed with it. Some reason they use it in code words and things. I'd have to say right now, it's about an 80% probability that this is a staged event. You know, he went into some kind of psychiatric reviews in September, but they're keeping all that very close to their vest right now. But it was ordered in September of last year. The police came to his house. And, you know, I think there needs to be more probable cause acted on. When somebody's talking about how they're going to kill people, which he'd done, that's a warrant right there. You start going around dressing up in black trench coats and talking about abortion and how great it is and talking about how you want to kill people, then you need to have a warrant needs to be served out. You know, but they never go to Harris and Kleibold's house. They never go to this guy's house. And I bet you it's going to come out in months. It always has. that this guy was on some type of Prozac drug, which they admit puts you into a highly suggestible la-la land. Well, you'll do things like shoot people. Took us decades, but now it's on the drug inserts. They have to admit it. Sheriff Matt coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension.
They want to shut down our speech.
Like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist.
That's right.
And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into
your brain. You're not getting our free speech.
You think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs.
Yeah,
to the
shut
dream.
Up, bureaucrat.
And the strength has no
shut up, control freak.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. No amount of your staged events or your wind-up toy, you know, drugged-out children of government bureaucrats are going to stop us from taking this republic back. We're going to Sheriff Richard Mack, who was a sheriff in the era of Arizona, who won at the Supreme Court. who knew Judge Roll, who was killed. Got a lot of suspicious stuff going on that front. Then coming up in about an hour, we have popping in for the last 30 minutes, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America on this situation. We're also going to be opening the phones up for John, Dave, Harry, Joe, Ryan, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. If you're from Tucson and you have any eyewitness reports or anything that's particularly key on the intel front, we're going to open up our phone lines here at my office, but only for people that have bombshell information. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, the main phone system, 800-259-9231. Before we go to Sheriff Richard Mack, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that made today's broadcast possible. First off is prepared.pro. That's prepared.pro. These folks have been in the readiness business for 10 years. They are in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They have emergency shelters, safe rooms, boxes that are properly made to bury your guns so they won't get water in them. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's coming down the pike, survival gear, you name it. Again, it's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Banner up on Infowars.com. And finally, Stansberry Research, dealing with their free video with dollar devaluation and their predictions the dollar will not be the world reserve currency by the end of 2011. You can watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 1999. Subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Again, that's endofamerica3.com. And finally, we couldn't do anything with this alternative media operation that we've built without your support. When you go to the online video bookstore, you get those Infowars.com t-shirts to spread the word and to meet like-minded people, wearing your colors loud and proud, the Don't Tread on Me shirts. All these words and images that scare the tyrant so bad that their real enemy is speech, not some wind-up toy drugged out of his mind that citizens took down and dealt with. Infowars.com, the books, the videos, the films on the chemtrailing, the films on the police state, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire on this unelected global government, all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us here at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Got a lot of new books we're carrying, like They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Debt. Also, The $1 trillion Conspiracy by New York Times bestseller Jim Mars. The system doesn't like that all these books exposing the New World Order are New York Times bestsellers, or that my films are seen by hundreds of millions of people online. They don't like it. They're scared. They know people are waking up. And so I go back as we go to Sheriff Richard Mack to our articles warning everyone back in 2010, top Fed repeats ominous absorb terror rhetoric. All these different White House officials and advisors making chilling comments about how they need staged terror attacks in America to be blamed on domestic groups so that people will then love Obama again and accept their agenda. And it's all right here. In fact, let me just pull you the Robert Shapiro clip. This is just one of them. Clinton and Obama advisor. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, this is Financial Times of London, he has to find some way of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. And I'm sorry to have to talk about mind control, but we know it's been declassified. They have them. You get into Harris and Kleibold and Columbine, that was a staged event. It takes hours to go over the evidence. But we're joined for the next 55 minutes or so by a man who really needs no introduction, SheriffMack.com, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. In 94, he filed a lawsuit challenging the Brady Bill, ruled on by John M. Roll, the judge who was just murdered by the Grim Reaper character, who loves Karl Marx and likes to dress as a woman and burn American flags, but he's a conservative, the New York Times says. He's a lecturer on constitutional issues relating to gun control, law enforcement, and states' rights. And I had the pleasure of having him speak at an event I had in Central California a few months ago. And he's here with us now because he knows the players. He knows the gun grabber, anti-free speech, pimp, Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, what a dupe he is to tyranny. And he also knows the late and honorable, and he was an honorable judge, Roll. And he was a sheriff out in those parts, and he won at the Supreme Court. So we're going to go over that with Sheriff Mack, and I'm going to hit some new intel and get his take on it, and then your phone calls. Sheriff Mack, good to have you here with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. It's a real sad day for America to address this issue, but especially to address the issue of one of the very few, if not the only, principled constitutional judge in America, and now he's gone. And as you said, he was the judge in my case, and he defended me. Everything that we stood for by principle, he stood with us. He made sure that those who were going after me were shot down, those who were trying to attack. Even my standing, the federal government attacked, said that Sheriff Mack can't even sue us because he has no standing, he doesn't represent the county, he's not a county commissioner, therefore has no business and no lawful authority to sue. Judge Roll shut that down. He said the only principle that really matters here is that the government is trying to force Sheriff Mack to violate his oath of office to comply with federal unconstitutional, unfunded mandates. He recognized it. He stood behind it. He had the courage to stand for what the truth was that I was actually trying to do. He's mentioned in all my books, especially from my cold dead fingers. And if anybody wants to pick that up, it's actually the very best quote I've ever heard. Can you imagine, Alex, that a federal judge, and this is on page 19, he said, Congress exceeded its authority under Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Actually quoted the enumerated powers of Congress and said they violated Article 1, Section 8, and therefore Mack wins because of the 10th Amendment. And this also, he was the only judge who heard this case out of dozens and dozens of judges who heard this case at the circuit court level and at the Supreme Court. He was the only one that said this also violated Mack's Fifth Amendment rights because it violates his right to due process.
Now, I want to go more over this, but as we're researching this deeply, it turns out that Congresswoman Giffords, we're going to play this clip next hour, was on Fox News the day before she was shot. And she was talking about breaking the left-right paradigm, coming together, cutting government, cutting congressional spending. If the Democrats and Republicans ever come together against the open borders, against the gun control, against the dollar devaluation, it's game over for the bankers. And I find it very suspicious that Judge Roll, who was for controlling the border and was meeting with her about the deteriorating security, he'd been criticizing that 80-plus miles into Arizona is now controlled by Mexico. It turns out that, and I'm going to get to this a little bit later after you talk more, top U.S. federal judge assassinated after threat to Obama agenda. It turns out that in a key ruling in an SVR report, federal judge John McCarthy Roll was the chief judge for the United States District Court for the District of Arizona, who this past Friday issued what was called a preliminary ruling in the case of United States of America versus the 333-520 in United States currency, and then they have the case number filed, wherein he stated he was preparing to rule against Obama's power to seize American citizens' money without clear and convincing evidence of a crime being committed. So he was going up against the Know Your Customer Patriot Act stuff and how key this ruling was. There's been other rulings against grabbing people's homes without proper deeds. He was going in that direction. I tell you, very convenient that these two got shot for the Obamanoids. I mean, if this was a so-called conservative out to kill liberals, he sure killed and wounded the wrong people, Richard Mack.
Oh, no question. Now, there's no question that Gabby Giffords is a good woman. She has been very independent. I don't agree with all her views, but she was pro-Second Amendment. She was working against illegal immigration. She has a gun and carries a gun. Even if she would have had a gun in her hand, I don't think she would have been able to shoot back on this particular instance. But, yes, when somebody told me that Judge Roll was at her rally, I said, no way. I said, federal judges are not supposed to go to public political rallies like that. And then they said, oh, well, he was just shopping at Safeway and just happened out right at the wrong moment, and he was saying hello to Congresswoman Gifford.
Yeah, now we're told he wanted to meet with her about the deteriorating situation. He wanted to meet with her after.
Correct.
I think something else was going on. I smell a big, fat, dirty rat.
Well, I did at the very beginning, and when my son called me, I was actually speaking again in California. My son called me in the morning, and he didn't know it was Judge Roll, and all my family know Judge Roll very well because he's in all my books, and they remember his name because he was the first one to hear my case. And I was just absolutely floored at my next meeting when a person in the audience told me that the judge that was murdered was Judge John Roll. This is an absolutely principled constitutional man, a man who would do anything to stand for freedom for our country. And then he gets snuffed out by somebody who actually admits on his own emails that there are such things as mind control, brainwashing, and all this other crap. And then he goes through with this absolute horrendous murder. And how could anyone look at that beautiful little girl and shoot her like that? It has to be somebody who's completely deranged or completely manipulated.
Absolutely. Who could shoot a nine-year-old girl? I mean, you look in this murderer's eyes, and there's all the witnesses. He's the reported murderer, and he is just completely crazed. But now we learn one personality, he dressed up like a woman. Another, he did devil worship. Another, he went out and helped people locally with their animals. I mean, this guy sounds like the classic multiple personality fruitcake. And now the New York Daily News and others are reporting the teachers are saying in college he would come in and basically say, I'm under mind control. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
And I'll tell you another thing, Alex. I told my son who it was. I didn't know this kid's name, but I said, this is going to be a white, deranged, supposed constitutional guy and a loner. And sure enough, here it comes. I knew it before it was even reported who he was.
Yeah, my gut told me that, too. I was hoping above hope. What do you think about the bizarre voodoo? He's got the skull with the oranges. For those that don't know, that's an offering to Beelzebub. You know,
yeah.
Even in voodoo, they've got the light and the dark voodoo. This is the darkest type of voodoo here.
Well, these things are real, and that's why you've got to steer away. And what we've said all along is to steer away from those who participate in the Satan worship. It can create a mind control. It can create a brainwashing.
Well, why did his parents allow this big tent in the back with sofas? And I mean, he had a whole setup out there. Well, what parents let their kid have a full-board devil worship outfit?
Now, you know, and again, all of that's crazy. And instead of Sheriff Dubnyk, Pima County Sheriff in Tucson, and others in this country, Congresswoman McCarthy now calling for more gun control, if all these idiots would keep their mouth shut and try to investigate and see what went on and attack the problem instead of attacking freedom and the Constitution, we're going to make it somewhere on this issue. But the first thing is, I would ask any sheriff or any police officer, why did not Tucson PD have security there at an outdoor political rally of a congresswoman? Why didn't the sheriff have security there?
When I spoke at Santa Cruz with you, I didn't even ask for it, and they had like 30 people.
I know. Security was everywhere, and I'm glad they were. I was glad to see security at our event there. You had a tremendous event out there. It was jam-packed, standing room only, 900 people, maybe 1,000, both nights, two nights in a row, and there was security there. She's a congresswoman, for God's sakes, and she's 1 hour. She's 60 minutes from the border, and they have no security at an outdoor event for her?
When there are public hits on members of Congress, federal judges, and sheriffs on record that have been standing for border control.
Yeah, and this Sheriff Dubnyk has been criticizing all the other sheriffs who have been fighting the illegal immigration. He with the other sheriff from Santa Cruz, Sheriff Estrada, those two have been fighting the other sheriffs. And these are sheriffs who are getting shot at multiple times. Deputies and others getting shot at out in these desert areas where the cartels are now bleeding over into Arizona, and these sheriffs are putting their lives on the line. Sheriff Babu, especially in Pinal County, which is right next to Pima County. And then Sheriff Dubnyk, what does he do? He criticizes the sheriffs, tells the entire nation that illegal immigration is not a problem, and those of you trying to fight it are a bunch of racists and bigots. How absurd can we get?
And he's saying that it's our fault when this Grim Reaper Marxist lover never said anything about immigration.
Correct. And not only that, Sheriff Dubnyk is now blaming the Tea Party movement, the constitutionalists, and other people on radio talk shows that it's our rhetoric. And so he's basically telling America and people in Arizona and his constituents who are Tea Party members, and there's a lot of them there, that you should be quiet and support your government so people like this don't get bad ideas from what you are saying. How absurd can you get?
Unbelievable. I want to get into the move to shut down free speech, open legislation being proposed, the attack on the Second Amendment, and a lot more with Sheriff Richard Mack and more on Judge Roll. Stay with us. I've got a lot more key information coming up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
We're doing a search term today so that it will lead people all over the internet back to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in our detailed article, Liberal Smear Machine Backfires After Gunman Found to Be a Cultist Pot-Smoking Left-Winger. And folks, you know I'm for drug decriminalization. I'm not bashing pot smokers. But the point here is that for mentally ill people, I've read the studies. It may help you if you've got cancer or glaucoma. I know it's got a lot of medical uses, but it is classified in the hallucinogenic area. And time again, marijuana does make schizophrenics. You can look it up. They recommend schizophrenics not use any drugs, but helps push them deeper into the psychosis for whatever reason. It can also have positive psychological effects on other people, but you know, different things are different for everybody. That's the old, stuff about opiates. Sometimes with Native Americans, you can't knock them out with that for surgery. They've got to use something else. It's different for every person. And schizophrenics, it is not the way to go. Again, it could be mind control, could be a schizophrenic. But we're doing the search term liberal smear machine. Let's put that in Google over and over again, liberal smear machine. And let's also do... headline, let's fire another torpedo in the info war. Gunman left winger. Gunman left winger. That's the second search term. So liberal smear machine and liberal left winger. Sheriff Richard Mack, again, who was a sheriff down there and knows all these players. What is it like? I mean, because I know you're doing the research, but I've seen all over the news that he was talking about killing people at college. The police had been to his house. Why didn't they execute a search warrant? Why hadn't he been put in psychiatric care, or was he? We're not being told that. I mean, they're acting very suspicious. The sheriff won't talk about what they've got out of his safe, and then won't say it's proof that it's right wing. This sounds like a lot's going on here when he's got a full bore black magic temple in his backyard.
Well, I would like to first ask the sheriff, why aren't you going after the people who got him the marijuana? He wasn't growing his own. So let's find out who his drug source was. Let's arrest them for being accomplices. And maybe we should make laws against marijuana. Oh, whoops. It's already against the law. He couldn't get marijuana. It's against the law. He was a pothead. He was a kook. And we don't believe that he went to, that he was ever institutionalized. Because he was able to buy a gun just a few months ago, and he had to do obviously go through the criminal background check from the sports authority where he bought the gun. So most of those, but again, some mental history records are not immediately available to those kinds of checks, even though the FBI has tried to increase those and put them on their list. Those are a little bit more difficult to deal with, even for the FBI and all their...
Well, we also know they're already trying to use it against military veterans, so they're going to use it as a discriminatory system. I'd rather just have the people be armed to defend ourselves from loons.
Well, absolutely. And the whole thing is... The leaders, including Sheriff Dubnyk and our own Congress, are going to use this to take guns away from you and me. Innocent, law-abiding citizens are going to pay the price for this because they're going to come after us. Now, Arizona just recently, this might be another spoke on the wheel here of this whole story. Arizona just 6 months ago went to a constitutional form of Second Amendment adherence. We no longer require permits of any kind. You can carry open or concealed. No money, no fees, no licenses, no permits, no asking mother may I.
And that's Vermont style. You know, if this would have been a Republican rally, I'll guarantee you half the people would have been packing and he would have been shot down even faster.
He wouldn't have got the second shot off if the people I know in Tucson that are just the normal Tea Party groups and the gun rights groups, if any of them had been there, this guy would have never shot that little girl.
Oh, makes me sick. And now they're going to try to use her murder to take our sacred First Amendment and Second Amendment. But her father, have you heard this, Sheriff Mack? I'll ask you when we come back in 60 seconds. Her father came out and said, don't take people's liberties over her death.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us
as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the World Socialist website is saying Arizona assassination spree tied to political right. Oh, really? Well, his favorite book was a Communist Manifesto, and he liked to dress up like a woman. The Grim Reaper was called very liberal by his friends. I mean, just incredible. Sheriff Mack, I've got the New American Magazine here in front of me. You know, this is linked up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. ATF plans registration in border states. Now they're trying to extrajudicially say they want, when people buy rifles, for it to be reported to the ATF, not just go through the NICS system. But the statistics I've read, most of the weapons being used by drug cartels down there are being bought from the military themselves. They're fully auto, and there's hand grenades and stuff.
Yeah, all that's true, and I guarantee you that none of the things that they want to do as far as registration or more background checks or more any kind of checks would have stopped this. That's why they have to take this, Alex, to the next level, and they've got to confiscate guns. That's the only thing that will have any appeasement to these gun grabbers. And, boy, we better be watching out, because this is a direct hit at the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, regardless of who's really behind it, it looks staged.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen them come out of the closet as tyrants this, but they even want the First Amendment. They say anything that can be construed as making someone else angry is
right.
going to be banned.
That's right, and so that means they're coming after you, they're coming after me, they're coming after the Tea Party movement, and it's really an amazing process how these things are exploited, and just as you mentioned, the little green girl's father said, you're not going to exploit my daughter's death to promote your own political liberal agenda, and especially to go after more gun control. What a great man.
Yeah, if one of my daughters was gunned down, I'll guarantee you 48 hours later, I would probably not even be able to talk. But you hear him break up and crack up, and it just tears my guts out.
It does me as well. I've shed tears over this over the weekend several times, especially when I knew it was that little girl, and especially Judge John Roll. Judge John Roll changed my life. A lot of what he did is what I'm doing now, because of what he did and what he stood for and what he said is in my books.
Now, you always talk about him.
And in my presentation.
You always talk about him when you're on the show.
Every time. Every time. Yes.
And a guy who likes to wear women's clothes and dress up like the Grim Reaper has killed him, and then we get to be blamed for it.
Absolutely astonishing that they could make that big of a turn, but when you get liberals who will not comply with principles of freedom, who will not comply with their oath of office, who now read the Constitution and then make fun of it afterwards, you know where this type of stuff can come from.
Unbelievable. We're about to go to break. Long segment coming up. We're going to take calls, but any other pieces of info you want to talk about dealing with Judge Roll?
Yes. On page 2 of my little book, he says this, and this is what I've quoted on your show numerous times. I'm reading right out of my book. Federal District Judge John Roll, Mack is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the law. subjecting himself to possible sanctions. He was really worried about the sanctions that were going after me. He protected me because they said in the Brady Bill that they would arrest me if I failed to comply, or any other sheriff. And so Judge Rolt stood up for me in particular because I was the only one filing the lawsuit at that time.
Isn't that interesting? You get this conservative Democrat, you get this federal patriot judge killed by this ultra-liberal, and it's so convenient now the media gets to blame it on the Tea Party. Boy, isn't that convenient? That's very... And he's running around everywhere saying he's under mind control. But we're just supposed to ignore that, huh, Sheriff?
Yeah, let's just don't look at the man behind the curtain.
I'd like to know who his psychiatrist was. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Representative Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband and son were killed on that commuter train back in the early 90s by that other lunatic. It was done in an area where it's a victim disarmament zone. No guns allowed predominantly in many areas of the state, but 100% gun ban on that train. You notice these people love generally to go where it's a school or some other place where they know people aren't going to be armed. So they can carry out their ghoulish deed. And as the culture and the media hypes it and hypes it, mentally ill people get the idea, well, I'll go commit suicide by waving a gun around on the Brooklyn Bridge and the cops will come and shoot me. And that's what this guy talked about. He talked about his assassination, how the police would then assassinate him. But that didn't happen. This lunatic's now going to be in a supermax prison for the rest of his life, probably executed after a few decades of that. But McCarthy readies gun control bill And in her bill, she says, and we will not allow him to have an arsenal of ammunition like he had. So she says, not only will semi-automatic guns of any type be banned in the bill she's about to introduce, but she went on to say that he will not be allowed to have the amount of ammo he had. So I guess now having 18 rounds is a arsenal. I guess you get one bullet, kind of like Australia, Richard Mack?
Yeah, I saw her comments. I've actually debated her back during the Brady Bill times. She is a woman who cares nothing about history. She cares nothing about the rule of law. She believes that gun control somehow would have made her family safer. Well, they already had gun control, just as you mentioned, extreme gun control. So the only thing, as we were pointing out earlier, Alex, that can take this to the next level is not more background checks. The only thing can be confiscation and complete gun control, which means innocent, law-abiding citizens will not be able to get these.
But then that doesn't work in Mexico. They've got a crime rate off the charts compared to us.
Absolutely. In fact, Mexico is a war zone, and citizens are not allowed to have guns there. No one is. And yet it is a war zone there. And, in fact, the drug war has destroyed that country, almost completely stopping tourism in the northern part of the area because people are afraid to go down there anymore.
Well, here's a quote. Here's a quote by McCarthy. She says that my staff is working on looking at different legislation fixes that we might be able to do to introduce as early as today. That was yesterday. She said tomorrow. She goes on here to say that many said that people with a history of mental instability, like the alleged shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner, should not be able to buy a gun. Well, I mean, how do you know beforehand? And no one should be able to buy stockpiles of ammunition used by the 22-year-old assailant. He had 18 rounds of... So that's a stockpile now? What does that mean?
It means you and I are in trouble and other law-abiding citizens. We are the ones that they're going to attack. This is something that they are loving to exploit what this was for their own gun control liberal agenda. And that's why I told my son, I know darn well who this shooter is, because this is something that they had to have happen.
We got a lot of phone calls here. We're going to continue with phone calls right through Larry Pratt coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm going to go into the fourth hour today as well. I'll make sure we get to everybody because I've got a lot of other points that I haven't made yet. And I want to speak directly to the gun grabbers coming up briefly in the start of the next hour. But right now, I want to hurry through these. Question or quick comment for Sheriff Richard Mack. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, Australia, Canada, and Britain used to have the same gun rights we did, but because of the same cookie-cutter, lone, deranged gunman, now they lost all their rights. And not only that, they have free speech restrictions there now, too, where you can't say certain things or they put you in jail. They're almost what I call soft-core communist police states. And that's what the globalists have really got designed for this country. They got to have gun control. We're the last country besides us and Switzerland are the only two countries where they have free access to the guns, so they got to have an excuse to get them out of our hands.
And a few years ago, they had a psychiatric patient go into one of their state governments and kill a bunch of people. I mean, how many times do we have to see this repeat itself over and over and over again? It's very suspicious. Anything else, John?
No, that's just about it.
Sheriff Mack, your comments on what John just said.
Well, he's absolutely correct, and everything that has failed in Europe, we now want to embrace in America, and our leaders here are doing it, including the one that led us in a moment of prayer this morning from the White House lawn.
Disgusting. He just prays that he'd be able to enslave us. Let's talk to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? How you doing, Sheriff?
Good, thanks.
Yes, I had come across something on YouTube. On Congresswoman Gifford's YouTube channel, she has the part of them where you subscribe to other
channels. Has two friends, and one of them is the Grim Reaper Loeffner.
Now, what is that? I mean, was that before or after? Was it hacked? I mean, that's
no.
We've
checked it, and it appears that it happened after the shooting. We've gone to the Google archive, and it looks like it wasn't there just a few weeks ago.
And I just have a message to the usurping, gun-grabbing, slime filth of this country. Come and take it.
Well, that is the issue. If they do try to disarm us like the Nazis did, it's gonna be a serious situation. And that's what the globalists want, folks. Let's fix the country peacefully. Let's take our counties and cities back. Let's not let them use fake terror and hyped up events to scare us into submission, to give up our First Amendment or our Second Amendment or our property rights. Let's stand strong and come together. And that's why, and we're going to play this later, Congresswoman Giffords, she was talking about shattering the left-right paradigm, and for a Democrat was pretty conservative on the border and Second Amendment, and a lot of Democrats had been attacking her for voting against Nancy Pelosi and others.
Exactly. She was independent. She was an Arizonan by heart. And so she was standing for her people on several issues. Yeah, she was still a Democrat on some issues, but on some real key issues. She was very independent and very Arizona.
And a guy that all his friends called very liberal, extremely liberal, who liked to dress up like a girl, who liked to dress up like the Grim Reaper, in between the time he was doing voodoo rituals in his own little voodoo temple in the backyard that mommy and daddy, I guess, knew about and let him have at 20-something years old. Now we're blamed for that. No, you will not blame us for that. If this guy claimed he was a Tea Partier and ran American flags up to the top of the pole every day, it's still not my fault what somebody else does. But to claim that this freak represents true conservatives is a fraud and a stinking joke. I'm going to go to our phone line system here, 877-789-ALEX. Let's talk to Mark in Texas and then JB. Mark, you're on the air with Sheriff Richard Mack. Okay, he's gone.
How are you?
Okay,
are you,
Mark,
today?
You there? Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Do you all know about Joe Zamudio, the hero that ran into the action and subdued the gunman? He had a gun on him. Yeah, I seen him on Fox News today, and they didn't know that at first, but when they found out, I mean, their jaws just dropped to the ground. And I'm sure they're going to try to bury this guy. I couldn't find him anywhere else, but he's on a YouTube video with Geraldo, did an interview with him. So you might want to check that out.
I'm glad you called, because I heard them say a man with a gun subdued him, and then we've been looking for days, and it's so buried we can't find it. Oh, we have it? Okay, well, then I'll take it if you got it. And if you got the Geraldo, we'll post it on InfoWars or Prison Planet. But they've really been trying to bury that, haven't they, Sheriff Max?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. They tried to bury it. However, he was just a little bit late getting there with his gun. They actually were trying to report that he had a gun, but it wasn't loaded. No, I don't believe that's the case. What happened is he went into the store and heard the shooting and went back out there, and then I think the suspect was reloading at the time, trying to put in another clip, and that's when the guy decided to tackle him, and then somebody helped him, and then a third person came over and sat on him as well. But what I would say, if any of the Tea Party people I know, and I've talked over at 100 Tea Parties across this country in the last year and a half, not once did anybody ever mention that we should kill politicians, that we should kill anybody, that this was a call to arms. No one has ever talked about that, Alex, at any of the Tea Party groups ever. They want, yes, they're mad, they're frustrated, but all they want is their Constitution back, and they want the politicians who swear an oath to actually follow the Constitution to pretend to do it sometimes, and they're sick and tired of watching this corruption, and they want some answers, and they want a change in our country. That's all they're asking for.
Okay, local radio is reporting that gunman was shot by defender in the crowd, and we have Fox News Shepard Smith now reporting this, so our webmasters are going to get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if they have successfully kept it quiet that the guy actually shot him, or that may be a misreport. Sheriff Mack, again, you've got that he only came out and helped tackle him but didn't use his gun?
Correct. That's the story I've got at this point. I think this comes back to a point you were making earlier. This idiot, this lunatic, thought he was going to be shot. He knows that people have guns in Arizona. He knows people have guns in Tucson. He expected to be that there would be security. He expected that after he got four or five off, that somebody was going to shoot him. This was his
way to go out in a blaze of glory. He expected to be assassinated, and
Boy, can you imagine this spoiled brat living with mommy and daddy at 22? Can you imagine what he's going to like, a Supermax and then lethal injection?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. You know, he is so crazy, maybe he needs to just be in a mental institution. I mean, he's clearly completely a fruitcake.
Well, the people in his class at Pima Community College had reported him to the school and teachers and security and others saying, this guy's a kook, he's violent, he's crazy, get him out of here. They took action, but law enforcement, I guess, never did.
Well, they went to his house and they promised to put him in psychiatric care. And if they did, put him on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it's on the drug insert. It can trigger psychotic, violent breaks. Sheriff Mack, stay there, my friend. More calls straight ahead from JB, Sean, and many others. Randy, Joe, Mark, Amy, you name it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,402.91, $701.45 for a half ounce, or $350.73 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,402.91, $701.45, or $350.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Within 2 years, the United Nations estimates there'll be 7 billion people on this globe. In fact, I have the latest National Geographic here. Population 7 billion. How your world will change. What, with a couple hundred million more people? Well, it won't change. Except they want to sell you on humans being bad, humans being evil. We've shown you all these environmental ads where it shows young school children who won't submit to carbon tax, so their teacher murders them. There's this anti-human, pro-death, obsession with death, nihilistic movement being pushed by the so-called environmentalists who are really eugenicists. And that's the article we haven't written yet for Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. That's the story we haven't gotten to yet, is that they're the ones promoting the culture of death. And I don't even call them liberals. They're just fascist, death-loving, death-pushing control freaks posing as liberals. Now, we've got Larry Pratt popping in, but I will get to JB, Sean, John, Joe, Randy, Mark, Amy. I'm going to get to all of you. We're going into a full fourth hour of overdrive. I'll also have a message to the gun grabbers and the globalists. I have this article I want to read in its entirety. Talk about piercing research. I want to get my crew on this. Top U.S. federal judge assassinated after threat to Obama agenda. When I learned what Judge Roll was doing on a key executive order with Obama and the executive order 13528 dealing with the 10 FEMA governors, this judge was really on target. And then talking to Sheriff Mack, how he was a pro-Second Amendment patriot, I tell you, this whole thing stinks worse and worse by the minute. Sheriff Mack, let's finish up our talk with Judge Roll and how important he was to you. He's in all your books. You talked about him in one of your speeches you gave out in California with yours truly. You talked about him every time you come on this show. You really admired him as one of the few good federal judges. And then magically, he's dead. And by this guy running around saying he was under mind control.
Yeah, the coincidences just keep piling up. And after you get to 10 or 15 of them, maybe they weren't coincidences. Very rarely do things happen in our government today that are just coincidence. However, be that as it may, Judge John Roll was a good man. In my very first book, we dedicate a lot of it to what he did and said. On page 19, his ruling is quoted. I've never seen any judge be more forthright and constitutional in a ruling in my life. I've been around a lot of judges, probably hundreds, but I've never seen anybody stand for foundational American principles like this man did. If it wasn't for him, I would not have made it through this. His decisions propelled me to the Supreme Court, and a lot of what he said in the original was used then. One thing, when I was testifying at the district court level, which was the only place any of the sheriffs involved in this testified, was at the district court. In his courtroom, I was testifying, and the lawyer for the federal government was attacking me and cross-examining me. And then she turned to the judge and said, and Larry Pratt can back this up, too, about the statistics that the federal government was using. She said, Your Honor, in the first 4 months, the Brady Bill has prevented 250,000 felons from gaining access to guns in this country. And then he stopped her, and he said, Counselor, do not try to pretend in this courtroom that your statistical analysis somehow equates to constitutionality. And then that is how Scalia, in his ultimate ruling, said, No case-by-case weighing of the burdens or benefits is necessary. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty. In other words, talking about state sovereignty, that the states are not subject to federal direction. And this whole thing is so principled that I had to put it in these books. And, of course, Judge John Roll is mentioned in every one of them. And now he's dead.
Amazing. And folks can find out more about those books at your website. Invaluable information. You've got some of your latest books on how to educate sheriffs and county commissioners about their proper role against the federal slash international takeover at sheriffmack.com. And, Sheriff, we really look forward to speaking to you again. in the near future, and be safe out there.
Thanks so much, Alex. I appreciate that. And the two books specifically that deal with Judge Roll are The Victory for State Sovereignty. You can get that for just a couple of bucks on the website. And then, of course, From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns. And Judge Roll plays a big part in both of those.
Absolutely. All right, Sheriff Richard Mack, one of the Supreme Court for our Second Amendment. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt, who heads up Gun Owners of America in the aftermath of these killings.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Call themselves the left are not liberals. Oh, they've got grassroots, well-meaning people in the streets, just like there are some Republicans that support the Patriot Act and torture. They're just weak-minded idiots, but they're not conservatives. George Washington would slap them upside the head. But we have a guy who had multiple personalities, clearly, was completely insane, called for violence. Police went to his house but didn't search it. He dressed up like the Grim Reaper and burned American flags. He admired the Communist Manifesto as his favorite book. He was into drugs. All his friends all over the news said he was a extreme liberal, hardcore liberal. But it doesn't matter. The MSNBC, Chris Matthews, others, Keith Olbermann are blaming Ayn Rand. I mean, if they can go after that lady, they can go after anybody. I mean, they want to shut down free speech. And I've got the legislation here. They have this stuff already written. They say that any symbol or any statement that could provoke someone else, banned. That's no more First Amendment. It's gone. Same way they've done it in Europe. They've got bills introduced. Here's what the New American Magazine says. ATF plans gun registration in border states. Just arbitrarily. It's all happening. And as if that isn't bad enough. Leftists attack parents of murdered 9-year-old. The classy parents came out and said, don't use our daughter's death to restrict the Second Amendment and free speech. We played the clip earlier. The father starts crying. He says, there's always going to be random nuts. He understands that Mexico's had upwards of 30,000 deaths now in the last 2 years. It was 28,000 just a few months ago. It's almost over 30,000 now. A lot of them, mayors, police chiefs, you name it. Total gun ban, worst crime rate in the world, most dangerous place to be a cop in the world or a member of government. That's on record. That's not debatable. In our article we wrote Saturday, we have links to the State Department's own admissions. And there's got to be a response. I think the Ayn Rand Foundation, that's pretty powerful, should probably go after the Southern Poverty Law Center and MSNBC, trying to blame the murder of this little girl on them. I mean, that's crazy. David Icke, the New Age UFO guy. I mean, no one could call him a right winger. They called him an extreme right winger. I mean, I think he's got some litigation here. We've got to stand up to these people. It's like when they said, if you don't like government-run health care, you're a racist. That's invoking hate. But I don't say take their free speech away. I've got my free speech to point out how asinine they are and how they're playing racial politics. But now AOL and others are attacking Christine Taylor Greene's parents and really going, I can't even read this stuff on air. This article needs to get out to everybody. Leftists attack parents of murdered 9-year-old. And now I found all these other news articles where the left was going after Representative Gabrielle Giffords because she voted against Nancy Pelosi. She was pro-Second Amendment, pro-border control. And we've got a video coming up later if we have time where she told Fox News the day before she was killed, shot in the head, and the federal judge killed before she was wounded, that we need to get rid of the left-right paradigm and follow the Constitution and cut government. Very suspicious. I want to go to the chairman of Gun Owners of America. He joins us now, executive director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, and former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, Larry Pratt, to get his take on this, to quickly cover the full spectrum of what we're facing with these people.
Hi, Alex. Gee, it's good to be with you again. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to be here. If there was ever good to have you, if there was ever any doubt that these so-called Democrats hate the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, I mean, they are really going after freedom now in the wake of this shooting by this cross-dressing Grim Reaper.
They really would like to intimidate us, even before any legislation might be pushed, into silence. And I'm not buying it. When they ask the question, I have told reporters already today, it's hypocrisy itself to even ask that question. Surely you know that when it was so funny to have a movie made, How to Assassinate President Bush, President Clinton didn't have a word to say about that. But when we have a pro-Second Amendment rally on April 19th, he's tutting us about watching our tone. Give me a break. So my answer to them is, for every politician that would like to come up with an anti-gun law like Carolyn
McCarthy,
thanks, I went brain dead, from Long Island, or this colleague of hers, Brady, who wants to silence speech, our answer to them is, we're going to target you in the next election, and we're going to try to take you out. How do you like that choice of words? Oh, you don't like it? Well, why don't you go look on the Southern Poverty Law Center site? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't. They took it down. But they called for getting rid of the 19 Democrats that voted against Pelosi, Giffords included. She needs to be taken out. Hey, come on. This is the way people talk in politics. And to hypocritically turn to Sarah Palin and to the Tea Party and say it was they that did it, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
Well, what about Obama saying hundreds of times a speech line he had and still using it last year was, when the Republicans bring a knife to an event, we bring guns.
Yeah. Now, I don't think anybody really expected to see Obama with a gun in his hand. Probably wouldn't know which end of it to hold. But, you know, we understood. He's speaking metaphorically. He's trying to rile up his base. He's trying to use Alinskyite communist tactics to divide the country, but not literally. He's not talking about that.
Well, I'm getting really creeped out. Now Chip Berlett has gone on Democracy Now! And blamed myself and Ron Paul for this stuff. Everybody knows that Ron Paul and I and others, we are part of a revolution restoring our republic, and we're against violence. We're going to win this thing as long as we can keep it nonviolent. But then I have all these Democratic operatives, I know you've seen it, Robert Shapiro and others, saying, gee, Obama needs some kind of violence against the government to look like the victim.
You know, the old dame that wrote, the co-author of the Cloward Piven Strategy, she's like 78 years old. She was one of the lecturers at the socialist scholars conferences that Obama attended while he was at Columbia in the year or two after he had graduated. She has called, now is the time for violent revolution. So somebody who had designed a strategy such as the financial meltdown that we had to collapse the system, I guess she figures that, well, maybe they've collapsed it enough. Now it's time for violence. At the heart of every socialist, even the so-called peaceful ones like Michael Harrington. Well, if conditions are appropriate, violence would be okay. I don't think we should do it now in America, Michael Harrington said. Well, now Francis Fox Piven thinks that it would be appropriate. So that's something that's a dirty little secret, is that the violence that gets committed in this country and around the world is committed by left-wing operatives and left-wing
governments. Well, wait a minute. We've suddenly seen all these videos, British government funded, showing a teacher murdering 9-year-olds in her class if they don't accept carbon taxes. And we've seen one of the IPCC authors come out with all these other professors and say, we need fascism. We need to kill people that don't go along with our environmental takeover. We need to get rid of democracy. I mean, they're out in the open. They praise Mao Zedong.
Well, thank God for the Attorney General of Virginia, Cuccinelli, who is litigating against the University of Virginia, where one of the climate fraudsters worked for a while, to get those records so that he can further expose, if indeed there is evidence of it, what kind of fraudsters they were. And I think these people are getting desperate because programs like you enable people like me and many others to communicate with the American people, and they don't have an information monopoly. That's why we're hearing all about these First Amendment shutdown laws, because they don't know what else to do. They know they can't win a debate. The only thing they can do is to call us racist. By the way, I am jealous that you were singled out by Bertolet and I wasn't included. I mean, you got to be really proud that you were bookended with Rand Paul. Now, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's take Rand Paul. They claimed he kidnapped a woman. Wasn't true. They claimed he wasn't a medical doctor. Wasn't true. They claimed he was against the Civil Rights Act when his satellite's cutting out. And he says, excuse me, what'd you say? And he says, no, I'm not for getting rid of it. Oh, yes, I hear you. No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And then they ran with a transcript saying, yes, I'm for getting rid of it, when clearly he didn't say that. But the good news is 10 years ago, Larry, that would have worked, that full court press demonization. Instead, it made him get a boost in the polls when they put out the lies. And that's what I think they don't realize. They're out of ammo, to use that type of analogy. They're out of ammo now, and no one trusts them. No one believes them. And the fact that they would attack this poor dad and mom that said, don't use our daughter to take more freedoms, the fact that they would do that, they are just monsters, and they're monsters more and more they're showing it because they're throwing a fit. They know they're losing. They know. I mean, look at the polls. 80%+ want to abolish or audit the Fed now. Larry, as you know, 5-10 years ago, 1 out of 100, 1 out of 50 didn't know about the Federal Reserve. I mean, in your decades fighting for liberty, what type of change have you seen?
Well, it's the same in the Second Amendment arena. We've seen a steadily increasing support for general gun ownership, opposition to banning handguns, and opposition to restrictions when people don't even know what gun control normally means. They just will ask, they'd be asked, do you support gun control? Well, that's like saying, do you support the Constitution? Well, it'd help if you've read it, you know.
It's like saying, do you support controlling your automobile when you go down the highway? 99% would say yes, but they mean we're going to take your car away from you, car control.
That's exactly a great analogy. And so that's what we're dealing with, and I think we've been successfully across the freedom front, some more than others, some battles better than others. We're pushing them back, and you're right, they're going crazy, but they're reacting to this tragedy the way vultures react to carrion. They see a dead body, and, oh, it's time to have more gun control, it's time to have more speech control.
Oh, that's a new term. Have you seen it? Tragedy vultures.
I love it. We'll use that from here on, because that's what they are. They are despicable people. They want to take away our freedom. Carolyn McCarthy would like the rest of the country to be as defenseless as her poor husband was when he was being executed on a train where nobody was allowed to have a gun. Of course, the gunman he thought that was a pretty good idea and brought his gun into the gun-free zone and killed a bunch of people. And she wants to impose that kind of compulsory victimhood on the rest of the country.
And by the way, that was an admitted race crime. He wanted to kill white people, but that's something they kept quiet. Same thing with this Major Hassan. The same CNN reporters, there's a big article out, and New York Times reporters said, oh, don't make it about what group he was with. Let's not politicize this, all these dead people. So, see, they're just despicable.
And they've never said anything about Islam. When you go back to the Robert Kennedy assassination, that arguably was the first act of jihad in the United States, certainly in that century anyway, because that's exactly what that disgruntled Palestinian was doing. And the only people that didn't find out about it were the American people, because the media sat on it, and then they could sit on things. You know, only in the last few years with the Internet and talk radio are we able to find out things like that. Oh, the world is more interesting than we thought.
Well, and of course, going back, it's funny, the Sirhan, there's two ways to look at it. The first act of jihad, or, as the coroner said, somebody else had shot from behind, almost at point-blank range. We were talking about that earlier, dealing with mind control. Larry Pratt, where do you see this going? Because you've got a pro-gun Democrat shot in the head, thank God lived, and she's responding, and I think she'll make almost a complete recovery. We can all cross our fingers and say a prayer. But this Judge Roll, he was the guy that, for those that don't know, who delivered the big Brady bill victory with Sheriff Richard Mack. I mean, if this guy was a right-wing Tea Partier, when he's not dressed up like the Grim Reaper or devil-worshipping or dressed up like a woman or stoned out of his gourd playing video games, I mean, there's no evidence he's a conservative, but let's just say he is because it's more fun that way. If he was going out to kill left wingers, boy, he sure found the wrong ones.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't think this is going to go. After Virginia Tech, the issue had pretty well settled down, and then the NRA went wobbly again. A Carolyn McCarthy bill. This time, because the NRA endorsed so many of these so-called blue dogs, including Giffords. But she only got a D on our rating. She told you she was pro-Second Amendment, but don't look at how I vote, you know. And so we backed her opponent in there. She's a lovely lady, but that's not the qualification for being in Congress. And we backed a number of the upstarts of the insurgents who took out a lot of these so-called blue dog Democrats that were demonstrably lapdogs for Nancy Pelosi. Well, the NRA endorsed all of those people, and they are now in kind of the doghouse with Boehner and Cantor, and it gave them a chance to see that, oh, NRA is not really our friend. not the friend of the Second Amendment either. So I honestly believe that now if the NRA wants to go wobbly on this, their leadership's not going to listen to them. They've lost their credit.
Well, the pendulum's swinging, not just on the Second Amendment. I see abortion statistics. You go back to Roe v. Wade, it was about, on average, 55-45, 55% pro-abortion, 45% against, because they used lies in the media and said it's a blob of tissue. Now I see the numbers a decade ago flipped, 55 against, 45-4. Now I see numbers of over 70% and over 80% with people under 20. I mean, it just isn't working anymore.
Because on the Internet, you can see pictures of aborted babies, and it's pretty grisly stuff. And you also have the increasing use of sonograms so that the mother considering an abortion can see that, oh, that doesn't look like a glob of conception to me. That looks like a baby. So, yeah, there's all kinds of areas where we're pushing back, and I think it's an exciting time. And I'm, you know, in a way, I'm glad that McCarthy and some of these others are attacking, because it gives us a chance to duke it out with them. I think we can. This is the way we're going to beat them in the arena of the debate of ideas. They lose, and the only card they've got left is their race card, their right-wing extremist card. And the message that comes back electronically is, I'm sorry, but your card has expired. I'm not able to accept it.
Yeah, people aren't buying it anymore. We're going to come back, and I want to get your take. I want to read some of this, where AOL has a column attacking the parents of the dead girl. I mean, if there is no end to the indecency, the low-lifeness of these slimy collectivist trash people, who just hate the Second Amendment. They're so domesticated. They were brought up so weak that they're scared of guns. They're scared of private property. They're scared of the family.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going into a full hour of overdrive, and all of you that are patiently holding at 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Also, our phone system, 877-789-ALEX, is the number here. Open phones and a recapping of all the news and developments. There's been some big new developments with Democracy Now! Demonizing Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones. It's all our fault. Yeah, we dare criticize all the corruption. But going back to Larry Pratt, I'm seeing a lot of bizarre activity. Here's the headline. Leftists attack parents of murdered nine-year-old. The dignity and class of the parents of Christina Taylor Greene does not fit neatly into the partisan political script. And then it goes into an article in AOL by Jeannie Sager, attacking the family and saying they don't deserve to be parents.
Wow.
I mean.
So that means that if they have any other children, the social worker should come and grab the children out of that home. That's really what they're saying. What lovely people. Rather than say, hey, you know, this guy just wants to be, this family wants to be left alone. It's bad enough that their daughter was killed by a monster, and now they have to put up with a bunch of vultures?
And that's all they're saying. They're going, there's always going to be crazies. There's almost 7 billion people. There's 310 million in this country. You're going to have bad stuff happen. 300,000 die a year in car wrecks. We don't stop driving cars. I mean, sorry she's dead. But that's not the Second Amendment's fault.
Exactly right. In fact, the problem is that nobody at the scene of the crime had a gun. There was a guy that came onto the scene from a nearby store. But by the time he got there, the puke was already down, and he helped to subdue the guy. But nobody who might have been able to actually respond while the 10 to 12 seconds were elapsing,
yeah.
Nobody there had a gun.
I got to tell you, it's a good thing I'm not a cop, and it's a good thing I wasn't there, because it's not like I'm some tough guy. But if I saw dead people for no reason and a shot kid,
On top of that, Alex, when all this was happening and this guy was being subdued, he was trying to load another magazine, fresh rounds, into his gun. So he wanted to keep on killing. There would have been every reason to take him out of the gene pool right at that moment.
No, I agree. I just can't imagine people that get off on senseless murder. And you know, it's a growing subculture that's into death and dressing in black and all these songs about how great murdering children is. And you know what? He's going to find out in a Supermax prison what evil's really like, though.
Hopefully he won't be there too long. I hope they're going to take him on a gurney and shoot him up. He likes to put stuff into his body. Well, they can do that for him.
Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, invaluable information there. Now's the time for folks to get your free email alerts or become members, because we better believe the new assault they already announced. Oh, you know, I know you got to go to another interview in 1 minute. What about this ATF de facto registration in the Southwest?
It's actually blown up in their face. It looks like some of the guns that some of the ATF agents were sending south of the border with informants, one of them may well have been the gun that was used to kill the Border Patrol agent, but they've been trying to run up the numbers so that they can trace more guns that have come from the United States. Well, some of those numbers then apparently are coming from ATF themselves. That's what kind of sleaze these people are.
Absolutely. Well, a Navy SEAL got caught selling hand grenades to the Mexican mafia, but that's not the Navy's fault. I mean, that's a criminal.
Exactly.
All right, Larry Pratt, thank you for spending time with us. We'll continue to check in with you as this unfolds.
Looking forward to it, Alex.
Looking forward to talking to you. Hour number four, straight ahead, live worldwide, Monday, January 10th, 2011. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm going to recap all the top news on the shooting, get into some of the incredible economic news. At the bottom of the hour, I've got a quick, focused message for the gun grabbers about the state of our economy and our society. I want to get that Ceausescu video queued up. But first, I want to go to a bunch of your calls, and I want to play a clip of the Representative Giffords the day before she got shot on Fox about breaking the left-right paradigm. But let's get to your calls right now. The toll-free number to call into our phone system here in Austin is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And the number up at Genesis is 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. Thanks for holding, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What a patriot Sheriff Mack is.
Yes.
And I just wanted to comment on the shooting and say that I find it, I'm like you, Alex, I find it very strange, all this stuff tying in with the background checks they're doing on the border gun shops and with the, we just had this voting on the college students, I believe, about trying to get it where 21-year-olds can purchase a gun. And I just find it all how this is all tying in together within the past couple weeks.
And notice they've got the bill for internet tracking of everywhere you go, internet IDs, and the legislation introduced to not let you criticize the government. I mean, they're really pushing it right now, and you know there's going to be more of this. I mean, you've got 20% of young people on Prozac-type drugs that they admit cause people to go out and do stuff like this. Right there, that's a mind-controlled population.
Yes, sir. Well, they're even trying, Alex, to, I mean, a cap-and-ball gun. They're even wanting to make it illegal to shorten a 6-inch barrel down to a 4-inch barrel on a muzzle-loading gun.
That's right, black powder that people just use to tinker around with. Well, you know, you can still buy black powder guns with no record, and that's why they hate them, because, you know, they do not want an armed population. And, folks, that's some of the best guns to buy that are off record. You can buy six shooters that are of new manufacture and get loaded black powder, 40, 45, 357, and they are awesome. And I'm telling you, they can't stop you. I appreciate your call. Hey, look, in the last 3 years, we've had record gun purchases. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The globalists are losing, and they know it. Let's talk to Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you, sir. I'm heartbroken over this whole thing. Here's a piece you wrote through me. We're going to need each other before it's all through. It just is what it is for me and you. Now, I always did things all on my own, proud of accomplishments earned all alone. Now, the tides and the seasons have certainly changed, and the new world's order has been rearranged. the strong are now weak, and the weak weaker still, and the cup runneth over much harder to fill. The emperor's walking around wearing no clothes. They're telling us sorry. That's just how it goes. While they're beating our plowshares into their swords, our little girls get shot at in grocery stores. Now, fighting each other can't be what we do, because we'll be needing each other before this is all through. I'm no longer living my life in the past, and you can't throw stones in a house made of glass. The emperor tells us the money's all gone, but don't worry, kids, we'll take out a loan. Please give us your best, and we'll send them to war. Don't worry yourselves about what it's all for. The emperor's leaving. He's taking his clothes. Says, sorry, my friends, that's just how it goes. The king says the problems are not what they seem. It's time to wake up from your American dream. Well, we're going to need each other before it's all through, because the forces against us are not me and you. The Wizard of Oz on the yellow brick road says, don't worry yourselves. Just do what you're told. We'll print some more money and buy some more food. Well, we keep on telling you what you should do. I'm getting real tired. I've heard it all before. I'm starting to worry about what is in store. Reality's getting much harder to see. I thought I got that from the man on TV. I can tell that the news isn't news anymore. The only thing left is a football team score. The words fell out of my paper today. You asked me, so what are you trying to say? And when you ask me, okay, then
stay
what
there,
do we do?
Stay there.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I've got a special message directly to the globalists and the gun grabbers coming up at 33 after. We're continuing with open phones throughout this fourth hour, You just joined us in the last segment. A caller, Randy in Texas, was reading a lengthy but also very good poem. I want him to finish up the last few lines of it and then tell us the name of it. Maybe he'll email it to us or to somebody else. We can get it up on a website so folks can read it. But go ahead and finish your poem, Randy.
Thanks, Alex. The poem is, "We're going to need each other before it's all through." The last lines are, "I'm starting to worry about what is in store. Reality's getting much harder to see. I thought I got that from the man on TV. I can tell that the news isn't news anymore, and the only news left is a football team score. These words fell out on my paper today, and you asked me, so what are you trying to say? And when you asked me, okay, what should we do? We're going to need each other before it's all through."
Well, well said. I tell you, they haven't released the surveillance footage of the shooting yet, which I find to be very suspicious. We've got reports of other shooters, of somebody responding and trying to stop him with a gun. I mean, who knows even what we're being told is true. But looking at the photograph of this guy and looking at the devil worship shrine, you know, the offerings of oranges to the skull, the Grim Reaper behavior, it's just nihilistic sickeningness that is pushed by the culture and the literature with young people. I'm not calling for that literature to be curtailed or censored, but they're not going to take my free speech away. We need to counter their evil with our free speech of the truth, and that's the antidote to all of this. Randy, good to hear from you. Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My thing is, and you guys keep mentioning it and talking about it, the shooter had on his YouTube a sentence that said, what good are words if they have no meaning to government? And you guys have talked all about this, how government says one thing and does another. An example would be how government says education is important. That's why we're going to point a gun at you and seize your house to pay for it. And it seems to me that the shooter was trying to find the truth somehow, some way, and he just didn't have the mental ability to do it, and he lost it, and that's what I'm thinking.
Well, he was into everything, Nazism, communism, wanting to be a woman, but the main body of his work is kind of a classic mainline modern, which would be the opposite of classic liberal. But, you know, he talked about mind control not only in those videos. New York Daily News and others are quoting people in the classrooms. He'd come in and say, "Do you know about mind control?" Or other articles, "I'm under mind control." And whether he was just a paranoid schizophrenic or was under mind control, we know mind control's real. We know that the people that were targeted, I mean, this is out of central casting. A 9-year-old girl gets blasted. A federal judge who's pro-Second Amendment. And was in a key case. I mean, my gut, everything tells me this stinks to high heaven. And, you know, this scrambled brain guy, you know, we need to see all the records on him, but they're trying to keep that very close to their vest. Why haven't we seen the video of the shooting yet? What, are they editing something? I mean, again, it's just all of it begins to add together. And we know their history of staging things. They staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They stage hundreds of bombings in Europe to blame on their political enemies. They do this. I mean, Operation Northwoods, and I appreciate your call, Mark. That guy's just Google Operation Northwoods, ABC News, U.S. government plan to terrorize U.S. cities, or pull up the National Security Archive. You'll actually get the document when you search it. And you can show people Operation Northwoods, Joint Chiefs of Staff, green-lighted plan, how to commit sniper attacks, shootings in D.C., Maryland, Miami, and other areas, and how to even blame patsies, how to have multiple shooters on site, how to tackle one guy, say they did it. We don't know. That's the problem. But we do know they're hyping it and using it to try to take our Second Amendment and our free speech, which is treason and is illogical unless you're a tyrant. Amy in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say that you're an inspiration to all of us to find our voices and to stand up for the wrongs that we see going on every day. My comment is about the first report of the second suspect in the shootings. When I first saw him, I immediately noticed that he bears an uncanny resemblance to the person who you pointed out that might be the FBI informant from the Hutari sting. I'm from the area of the Hutari sting, so their faces have been everywhere. I was just wondering if you've noticed that.
No, I haven't. I mean, I guess they're both kind of doughy-faced white males. I think the so-called individuals you're talking about were in custody and then released. I mean, but who knows? We know now from federal documents McVeigh was an operative once he got out of the military. But actually, if you guys with a document cam shoot across here, I can show folks Operation Northwoods. I've got it up on screen. Just type in Operation Northwoods, and you'll get ABC News, you name it. And there it is, memorandum for the Secretary of Defense, Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff L.L. Lemnitzer. And you can just go read it all for yourself. In fact, deeper in the document, it talks about how to stage shootings. And this is our government. For anybody that wants to look it up for themselves, anything else that you'd like to add, Amy?
No, thank you. I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Well, Amy, you're a sweetheart, but let me just be clear. I'm trying to survive, too. I'm in the same boat as you. People thank me all day for doing what we do, and I mean, what else are we supposed to do? These people are criminals. They've got to be dealt with. Thank you, though. Let's go ahead and cover this article I was just given. Administration to World. Arizona shooting shows we have extremists, too. Well, we've known that the MIAC and Homeland Security reports say that Homeland Security is really for gun owners, veterans, returning veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters. And they're now on Democracy Now. We have the clip. It's going up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, saying it's my fault and the Paul family, I guess. We're evil because we want our republic. We want what's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we want it now. And so when the government does things that are wrong and you criticize it, if some lunatic with a devil worship shrine in his backyard goes and shoots somebody, it's our fault. No, it's not my fault. And you're the ones putting out environmental videos showing children being murdered and making it cute that human beings have no value. We're going to get that report out on InfoWars.com or PresidentBiden.com. If not today, tomorrow. I have had it. In an effort aimed at solidarity. Notice how that's a lie right there, at solidarity. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the one that blamed Oklahoma City on Rush Limbaugh, remember that? When they were behind it, clearly. In an effort aimed at solidarity, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Monday linked the weekend shooting of 20 people in an Arizona grocery store to extremism faced in other countries, a comparison that some observers say may not live up to the facts of the case. Yeah, a paranoid schizophrenic, any way you slice it, who's got all these different personalities of a woman, a liberal that helps puppy dogs at the local pound, a grim reaper, a devil worshiper, and a, quote, hardcore liberal. You talk about lies. What about the government media's lies about WMDs in Iraq and all the millions dead through that? Over a million dead in Iraq. That was 3 years ago. Lancet, British Medical Journal. And what about you with all the blood on your hands? They just want to grandstand and go, look at the little girl. And the father comes out and the mother says, don't use our little girl to take more freedom. You seen what happened after 9/11 in the airports losing our freedoms. We ought to try to get that father. I know everybody in the world is, but I got a stinking suspicion. We get him on, he's going to be a patriot. He said, don't use it to take our Second Amendment. Don't use it to take our rights. And they're now attacking them, attacking their family right now. That's how sickening these people are, because they want to use her to set up their tyranny, and they can't stand it, and there's nobody they won't attack in that mission. During the town hall in Abu Dhabi Monday, Clinton, who's on a trip to Qatar, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates, was speaking during a forum on women's issues. Look, we have extremists in this country, so it just goes on from there. I've just had enough of these people. Whew, that made me angry right there. So you can see where they're going with this. Meanwhile, you're looking at the lady whose administration in 95 carried out that bombing. And that takes hours to get into the evidence, but it's an absolute fact. Bunch of terrorists. Oh, don't say that. That could excite violence. You are terrorist. You are a criminal government. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think it's important that somehow we maybe put something up to focus in on the judge. I suspect that there was a second shooter because this is too unusual. Not only did this guy do a 3-4-1, you know, our Constitution and two probable patriots, but it just unlikely that no matter what happened there that he could have gotten all three. So I would suspect the ballistics on the judge would be different from the ones that will be a general thing.
Well, look, this guy fired 18 times and killed six and wounded the other 12. I mean, that's precision shooting right there.
Right, right. And far as going after our guns, I have a little ditty here too from came from a liberal station that was pro-gun. And says doctors versus gun owners. Says there are 700,000 physicians in the United States. Accidental deaths caused by physicians per year is 200,000. 0.7.
Stay there. I don't want to cut into your statistics. By the way, that physician's killing 200,000 a year, that's a very low number. My number's more like 500,000. We'll be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
I'm Roger Rall at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rall, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rall at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody
wall. All right, Georgia, Connecticut, you were going through statistics. Car wrecks over 300,000, bad drug interactions, 200,000 to 300,000 or higher. Doctors, 250 to 500,000, depending on which year you look at, from malpractice killing people. Honeybees, around 100 a year. Wasp, over 500 a year. Snakes, hundreds and hundreds dying a year. Lightning, hundreds and hundreds dying a year. Tornadoes, hundreds and hundreds dying a year. People who get in the water and die from sucking in water into their lungs. All of that are examples of how dangerous this world is. But then the government is just so good at ninnying and freaking out. But what they don't like is that this was a member of the, quote, ruling class. There's only 500 and something members of Congress, and that message scares them. And I'm going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. And so for whatever reasons that this was done, it was meant to spur legislative movements against our liberties and our freedoms, and that's why I believe this was staged. They're like, oh, we've tried to kill school kids, we've gone into McDonald's and had our assassins kill people, we've had Theodore Kaczynski, who was in CIA mind control, that's admitted. I mean, admitted! But it's like just a little side issue. You know, we've had him go in and bomb CEOs, we just can't get folks behind police state, start killing members of Congress. Activate the Fruit Loops. And, you know, the answer is congressmen should be packing heat. And that's just the way it is. You know, the world is dangerous. Things like that can happen. And being a public figure, that goes with the territory. You could be carjacked at 7-Eleven tonight. One of my crew a few months ago was at a gas station, took his parents to the airport, driving back, guy tried to mug him. I mean, he had to fight him off. That's the way this stuff works. What, do we ban gas stations now because you might be mugged? But finishing your point, George, go ahead.
Yeah, the key point was accidents in parentheses. This was doctors versus gun owners. There are 700,000 physicians in the United States. Accidents deaths by physicians per 200,000 a year. Accidents alone. That's a 0.2857 accidents per death per physician, courtesy of the Department of Human Services. The gun owners in the United States, 80 million. The number of accidents, deaths by guns per year, 1,500 of all ages. Number of accidents, deaths per gun owner is 0.000002. Courtesy of the FBI statistics. So, statistically speaking, doctors are 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners. So, remember, guns don't kill people. Doctors do.
Where did you see that text? Because I've read similar numbers before. I'd like to post that on InfoWars.com or Prison Planet.
I'll email it to you.
All right, please send it.
I'll email it to you.
Please send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. Two A's on the Aaron, please. And he's in there standing by right now. We'll also get it up at GCNLive.com. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with a message for the globalists. We've also got some video clips up that I'm going to be playing here on air. And I want to recap what I've talked about and also get to Nick, Ernie, and then I've got a few folks holding on my phone system here. We've got JB, Sean, Bob, DD, Bill, George, Mark. I'm going to ram in all of these I can. In fact, I'm going to go back to our own phone system for JB, Sean, Bob, DD, Bill, George, and Mark, because I've been taking calls off the Genesis phone system. Now I need to get over to this pile, and I have time. I'll go back to the other phone calls. Briefly, before I end this segment, I just want to remind folks that we are under media demonization. We are being targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Nightline, MSNBC, Democracy Now. They're pulling out all the stops. I'm sure they're inventing more lies for old. It is important to financially support us if you believe in the mission that we're carrying out here to defend the Republic and to wake people up to these crimes. And a great way to do it, and also have a place where you can get any guest on any subject you can imagine and burn it to disk or email it to friends and family, is PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a special only running for a few more weeks where you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or get a trial monthly membership for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films, the live video streaming, the higher quality podcast, it's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership makes so much of what we do here possible. I want to thank all the members. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to Survival Sprout. EmpowerMountBank.com. That's 877-327-0365. Or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
We are back live, my friends, and I have a direct and specific message to the gun-grabbing criminals that run this New World Order. Your activity, your seizing on every crisis, like tragedy vultures, has become obvious to everyone. And now we've seen this poor Congresswoman Guilford's shot, but thank God she's alive and starting to recover. This poor federal judge Rolls, this little girl, this 9-year-old named Green, being killed. And her father and mother come out and say, don't politicize this. Don't use this to take more of our freedoms. The father talked about how he travels a lot and how hellish the airports are. And he said, don't take our freedoms. Don't go after our Second Amendment. And now AOL columnist and others have viciously attacked the parents, saying they don't deserve to have their little girl. I can't believe I'm reading stuff like this. The truth is, the Democrats predominantly and the environmental movement have been financing movies and TV shows in England and the U.S. that show 9-year-olds in a school being fictitiously murdered because they don't sign on to their carbon taxes. The truth is, we're taught how worthless humanity is and how bad humanity is for the earth every day. The truth is, with this deranged shooter, this guy was shooting videos of the Grim Reaper burning the American flag with devilish music in the background. A day before it came out that he was into the occult, I said, this is one of these vampire-obsessed, nihilistic people that's into Satanism. And now his friends are saying he was nihilistic. He was into death. He had this shrine behind his house with a skull and black magic voodoo offerings of oranges. That's what voodoo is, the black magic variety of it, or the black magic variety of Santeria. This guy loved Karl Marx. This guy loved anything dark and destructive. He thought he was a woman. He obviously had multiple personalities. And that's why we need our Second Amendment, to defend ourselves from people like him. But now we see this full frontal assault by Hillary and Bill Clinton, by all these other Congress people, blaming talk radio, blaming the alternative media, calling for censorship on the web, calling for people to be arrested who put out any symbols or say anything that could influence someone else to do violence. That's a full frontal attack on the First Amendment. Now, the system is really upset and scared by this because a member of the power structure, in fact, two of them, a congressperson was shot and seriously wounded in the head, and a federal judge was murdered. And I would add that Judge Rolls, of course, was the judge who was instrumental in defeating the Brady bill, the 5-day waiting period, with Sheriff Richard Mack, who we've now interviewed on the subject, and was a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. So was this poor congresswoman. She was also for controlling the border. And the media is doing everything it can, the dinosaur media, to spin this and claim that this is what libertarians and conservatives have caused. Democracy Now! Has now come out and said that the Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones, that we're to blame for all of this. This is outrageous, my friends. This is an attack on free speech, not just the right to keep and bear arms. And I want to make this clear. I don't want a violent confrontation with this out-of-control government. But both parties are predominantly controlled by offshore banks. Tens of trillions of dollars have been stolen from our treasury. Henry Paulson did threaten martial law to Congress through the executive if they didn't give him unlimited trillions. The Obama people have continued what Bush was up to. The dollar is being devalued. We are going into a private corporate world government. And the media is saying that if you talk about that, you support the cold-blooded shooting of that 9-year-old girl, the federal judge, and the Congresswoman Giffords. It's just asinine. The truth is the mainstream media has been discredited. The truth is there is a global private corporate empire that's used the United States as its muscle and as its credit card. And the truth is the American people and the people of the world are waking up and coming together politically, as Congresswoman Giffords had said on Fox just the day before she was shot in the head by this grim reaper, nihilistic lunatic. And I had predicted, just looking at his garb and some of his other statements, that he'd be some type of occultic devil worshiper. That's very popular with our spoiled, rotten youth today, who've got a bunch of parents who did everything for them, including wiping their hind ends when they were 10 years old. I guess it was Victor Hugo that said, adversity makes men and prosperity makes monsters. We're entering a very decadent phase, and that's all the more reason for the American people to be armed against criminals and against tyrants. I am not calling for offensive actions against government. That is the last thing we need. But was it right for the Germans in Operation Valkyrie in their military to stand up against Adolf Hitler? Our government today would tell you no. Was it right in 1989? For the Romanians to stand up against Ceausescu, who had tortured tens of thousands of people to death and imprisoned in slave camps hundreds of thousands? Would it have been right to stand up against Stalin or Lenin or Mao Zedong or Julius Caesar? Was it right for black slaves to occasionally stand up when they were being beaten and beat their slave masters right back? Our media, our government would say no. But I go back to Romania and Ceausescu and the video we're showing on screen right now. They were having a rally. The people were starving. There was incredible tyranny. And he got up there at the rally and lectured them. And the police began to beat up some of the people in the hundreds of thousands in the crowd. And Ceausescu said that that was a good thing. And so the people rioted. They took over the Capitol. And they took control of Ceausescu and his wife. They had a trial. And then he was executed. Now, was it right to do that? Our government, our media would say no matter what the state does, you need to shut up and put up with it. You need to put up with people every week being tasered to death. You need to put up with cops shooting innocent people in the back and getting away with it. You need to put up with foreign banks stealing trillions of dollars. You need to put up with the ATF burning down Waco and those little kids inside and shooting them as they tried to run out. You need to put up with the feds staging Operation Gulf of Tonkin to get us into the Vietnam War. You need to put up with bipartisan continuity of agenda, Bush pushing torture and secret arrest, and now Obama doing it and appointing all these mob bosses like Daley to chief of staff. You need to sit down and put up with a mafia machine passing government health care written by the insurance companies to force you to buy overpriced care and put up with the death panels now being announced by Bill Gates and others. You're supposed to put up with all of that while they give over 500 waivers to Obama's friends so their companies don't have to get insurance, but you do. Walmart won't have to get it. McDonald's won't have to get it, but your little company will. No, we're sick of the Chicago/New York mafia system. We're tired of it. And the globalists, they don't want to have a peaceful restoration through the 10th Amendment, through the states, through Congress, of our Constitution, because then they know there will be trials of the Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay-type criminals that run this modern system. They want to provocateur things like the Hatari militia that turned out to be staged and these Muslim groups that turn out to be staged over and over and over again. Even mainstream news and Geraldo Rivera now admit that. They want to preemptively have a shootout in this country, have a violence-type clash, because they know there isn't one Ceausescu or one Adolf Hitler that could be removed and then everything would be okay. This is a dictatorship of corporate criminals manipulating and controlling government. And they're not afraid of Congress people being gunned down or presidents being gunned down because they know they're puppets, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Hussein Obama. They are afraid of you taking control of your government and your grand juries and bringing them to justice like a house of cards. As more and more of them fall and get indicted, and that's starting to happen, as more and more of the mortgages are discovered to be fraudulent, as courts are now ruling, their system is imploding. So they preemptively, kind of like the famous oil well companies that knew how to put out a fire, you got a big explosion going, you got an oil well on fire, you use a load of dynamite to blast it to stop that fire. They want to fight fire with fire. They want to preemptively roll that stick of dynamite up there in that wheelbarrow up to the mouth of the big fire and use that explosion to blow out the flames. They want to preemptively jumpstart an Operation Northwoods, like Robert Shapiro has been openly talking about with Obama, needing a big terror attack, needing a domestic attack so they can crack down on the domestic population. We don't want to give them that. Sure, with a Stalin, a Hitler, a Ceausescu, A people counter coup can work, but not when you don't have a single dictatorship. We've got a corrupt system. The main problem is looking at us in the mirror that we allowed it to go this far. It's been said many times that if the millions of gun owners, even if 1% of the 100 million gun owners stood up and started fighting the government, that we would defeat these criminals overnight. That's over 1 million combatants who are lone wolf, asymmetrical, impossible to defeat. There's no way an armed population can be brought into tyranny unless it's done through incremental corruption. And that's why the system wants to have an armed confrontation now, early on, before everybody's awoken, while they still have a chance to win it. We need to peacefully take our republic back and understand that shooting and killing people is not the way to go. Because, again, we're not dealing with a Ceausescu or a Hitler. We're dealing with an entirely corrupt system that is going to have to be taken back house by house, city by city, county by county, state by state, nation by nation. And it's that eternal struggle against good and evil. But to the opportunistic sickos who are using these deaths and hyping these deaths as a pretext to attack the very heart of the First Amendment. They're openly calling for restrictions on free speech now. And to openly attack being able to own more than 10 rounds of ammo. I mean, just amazing draconian tyrannies being announced. This is only serving as a wake-up call. This isn't 15 years ago where the feds could blow up Oklahoma City and use it, you know, to get everybody to feel sorry for them and to demonize liberty. This isn't 17 years ago when you guys staged the situation at Waco where you could, quote, demonize a cult. We're not playing in the same ball game. And you guys are still using the same old tricks. You think we're so dumb, you openly talk about staging stuff like we don't see it. People are waking up and are wise to what you're doing, and you need to get on the right side of history. And for the average, you know, middle-of-the-road liberal, this is all meant to get conservatives and liberals fighting with each other and so that the left-right paradigm continues on. The system knows that we're awakening and coming together, and they're very scared of that. So if they can get liberals and conservatives blaming each other for who's to blame for this obvious schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic, they've won. We need to come together and decry senseless acts of violence, but stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution that so many have fought for. And remember that you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by a mass shooter. You have a better chance of being killed by a bee sting than being killed by a terrorist. And that this is the media playing this up and hyping it and trying to use this little girl as a martyr against the First and Second Amendment, which are literally holy components of our basic canon that is the Bill of Rights. I hope you'll spread this video to everyone you know. We must defend the republic from enemies foreign and domestic. We must defend them in the info war because the pen is mightier than the sword. And that is my video announcement to the gun grabbers that they will fail. The victim disarmament crowd, understand this, and may the message be clear to you. You will fail in your quest to disarm us. You will fail in your quest to defeat the First Amendment and free speech. Everyone is going to redouble their efforts. And as you try to create internet IDs, as you try to tax the web, as you try to restrict free speech, as you turn loose the giant cybersecurity domestic spy corps to go out and stir up trouble and infiltrate groups and provocateur, you're only revealing to everyone what you really are. All right, let's go ahead and talk to JB in California. JB, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's really good to talk to you. I really love your show.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Listen, I'm trying to bring some free speech to bear on some other children's deaths, and I hope you'll get your listeners to pay attention to this, because there's an over-the-counter medication that almost killed my child, has killed others. We've proved all this in court. And when you said today earlier that they have to put the side effects on the label, I wish that was true, because what they said about the medicine she took was it was safe and effective. She ended up blind and nearly dead. I've got a YouTube video out there. It's J4 Sabrina, and it tells about her and others. There's 60 other lawsuits, and this medication will kill your kid, and they won't die in a nice way. They won't just die suddenly. They will die slowly in a lot of pain. So I'm hoping your free speech will help save some children. I mean, you're one of the few people out there who's even able to get this out.
Well, I mean, they do put a lot of the side effects on the over-the-counter and the behind-the-counter prescription drugs.
Not really.
Certainly, I'm saying certainly there's a lot that we don't know about, and that's my point, that hundreds of thousands die a year from bad drug interactions, and the system isn't weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth about that, but then, six people die and they act like it's the end of the world.
If they were telling the truth and showing you how some of these little children are dying, like I said, go to J4 Sabrina on YouTube and you will see these children are dying horrible deaths. And not only that, but even if it's not listed on the label and even if they've committed fraud, these pharmaceutical companies are not being held responsible. We took them to court. We proved that they did it. And they were judged guilty but not liable. Do you
believe
that?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's like Prozac. Which all these other major serotonin reuptake inhibitors are based on, they admitted in 1981 in their trials, massive increase in suicide, massive increase in psychotic behavior. It puts you into a dream state. It's very similar to LSD. You just don't normally see visual hallucinations. And it's very toxic to the brain. And they knew that. And it took us until 5 years ago to just get that on the insert, that it does do that. They knew that all along. And that's what's so dangerous about the flu shots, all of this stuff. People are not being told how deadly Big Pharma is. But Big Pharma a lot of their ads are having trouble when needing to urinate. Take this. May cause heart attacks. May cause sudden death. May cause this and that. I mean, it's crazy. You hear even what they admit, and then to know that they're only mentioning a tiny fraction of what's on the actual drug insert, and you're saying, even more. I'll definitely check into that, okay?
Please, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, that's why I get blown away. But then, a little girl gets killed. Little girls are getting killed in Iraq every day. They don't hype that up. It's how they pick what they want to hype, how they were ready to hype it. It's the judge they killed. I mean, it's very suspicious. I believe this was an inside job. The way they're not releasing the video yet, the way they're holding on to his writings, the devil worship, the black outfits, it all fits into a programming template. Harrison Kleibold had it.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener.
I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass-pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, it's our final segment, and again, our hopes and prayers go out to Representative Gabrielle Giffords, to the family of the little green girl who was killed. And as for this demonic creature, Jared Loughner, something stinks to high heaven in this entire Giffords fiasco. And the way the media was just ready, and the way they're now blaming Ayn Rand, the way they're now blaming the polls, the way they're now blaming yours truly. We're out of time. I didn't get to the video clip of her the day before she got shot on Fox saying get past the left-right paradigm, but it is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I didn't get to the Democracy Now, but we'll play that tomorrow where they go after myself and Ron Paul. Just incredible political opportunist. Meanwhile, Fox News is blaming it on conspiracy theorists. That's anyone that doesn't buy hook, line, and sinker, whatever the media and the government are spewing at the population. We've also got some other bizarre activity. You know, a week and a half ago, one of the top former aides to George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, the head of so many powerful organizations, major corporate boards, drunk Mothers Against Drunk Driving, he was seen running around drugged out of his mind. We had him being found dead in the landfill. Well, now we have ex-congressional aide found dead in burning car. That's out of Politico, a veteran congressional aide who had worked most recently as a lobbyist and was married to a White House legislative affairs senior official, was found dead in a car Monday behind the couple's Capitol Hill home following a low-speed car crash and subsequent fire. It's one of the CIA's favorite ways to kill you. Other governments do. They smash into you. They put you in the car. You're already knocked out. They smash the car, set it on fire. It's one of their favorite ways to do it. Very, very suspicious how many deaths are happening and what's going on. We did several key search terms today, and those should become number one. We did that last week, and you made all three of the terms, respectively, number one, number two, and number three. Very effective. And they kind of shut down the whole Maryland bombing fear-mongering. I think that was part of it. But we've got two different search terms today. Please research them now to make sure they continue to be number one. Liberal smear machine is the number one search, those three words into Google and Yahoo. Liberal smear machine. What was the second term I was going to use? It was gunman left winger. Gunman left winger was the second search term. See how they like that. Because they're really trying to cover this up right now. And again, he was obviously under mind control or complete paranoid schizophrenic. But if you have to look at the spectrum of 20 things or so he was into, 15 of them would be called liberal. and, you know, Communist Manifesto and dressing up like a woman and, voodoo and Santeria and just all of this chicanery. And we've got the article, Liberal Smear Machine Backfires at Gunman Found to Be a Cultist, Pot-Smoking Left-Winger. We have the other incredible article that needs to get out there to everybody to expose how evil these people are. Leftists attack parents of murdered 9-year-old. Unprecedented. That's at PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got lots of reports by Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson coming out. The report I haven't seen anybody do yet is all the environmental messages of killing children and how great it is. I mean, the left's freaked out about this 9-year-old being dead. Well, the big environmental groups, government-funded, are putting out stuff showing 9-year-olds being murdered, being blown up by their teachers, and it's supposedly a beautiful thing, teaching us how we should hate ourselves. So we're going to get that out as well. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. A great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.